210-6801.
It's time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
Well, we've been itching for this matchup since the start of the season back in late August. We kind of had an idea that this would be another possibility. Nemaha Central and Sabetha fighting it out in a sub-state championship game for a second consecutive season. This time the Blue Jays will get another opportunity to knock off the top dogs in the Thunder, looking for their 25th win in a row and their second consecutive state championship. Here in Seneca tonight, home of the Thunder, we bring you our coverage of Class 2A sub-state football action. Alongside Mike behind the camera, Logan Bitterman with us, Trenton Craxter, Colin Fellkamp, I'm Brandon Tadman. Full crew and a full house for a big-time matchup here with the winner moving on to the state championship game next week. Well, again, these Big Seven rivals will clash here, and our pregame is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. Again, it's number one, Nemaha Central, number three, Sabetha, and Class 2A trip to the state title game on the line coming up. As our pregame coverage continues, you'll hear my conversations with both head coaches, with Sabetha's Garrett Michael and also Nemaha Central's Michael Glatzik. That continues after a timeout, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future. All while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Pre-game coverage continues for area football tonight. Class 2A sub-state matchup, Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Blue Jays head coach, that is Garrett Michael, joining us here. And let's start here. Your win last week, very nice against Humboldt, 49-18. Just take us back to that one. Overall thoughts and takeaways.
Well, we started slow against Humboldt, but I just feel like you do that sometimes when you play a team that, you know, you haven't played before, and you've just got to get used to their personnel, speed, and what they're trying to do offensively and defensively. And, you know, we turned it over a couple times for a scoop and score, and then we turned it over and at the end of the half and gave up a long pass at half. And, you know, it should have been 21-6, but it wasn't. It was 14-12. And, you know, I just told the team, you know, that's mostly our fault, and we responded really well in the second half coming out and just taking care of business, so I was really pleased with that.
Let's just talk about the overall run so far here in the postseason. You lost that regular season finale against Nemaha Central going into the playoffs, and then you come out first week, you put up 71 points on ACCHS, you go to Silver Lake and run for 500 yards, then obviously pull away in the second half last week to defeat Humboldt, getting back to the sub-state title game. What's been the most impressive part about this last 3 weeks?
You got knocked down to the mat against Seneca, and you had to get up and dust yourself off and go ahead and make a run in the playoffs. And so I've just been pleased with our leadership and our entire team's mentality of going back to work. And, you know, like I've told you before, I don't think we were ourselves during that game. I know I wasn't myself. I didn't prepare our kids well enough or good enough. And I don't think we played I think we played our worst game, and I'd rather get exposed with more games to come than get exposed in the playoffs and be one and done or two and done and be checking in your equipment. So I'm just really pleased with their attitude, mentality to get back to work and get better and understand there is things to get better on.
And going back to the Humboldt game real quick, and your quarterback, Junior Mitchell Kramer, you know, he had missed some time, a couple of games towards the end of the season. Marcus Bauman stepped in, filled in nicely, but getting him back and arguably his best game last week in that win over Humboldt, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. He added 50 on the ground and another score. How important is his play, especially against a very good Nemaha Central team here tonight?
Well, your quarterback play is essential every week, doesn't matter who it is. I just think that offensively, they had 10 and 11 in the box at some times trying to stop our run game because of the Silver Lake game. And our offense just, you know, took what the defense was giving us and was giving us some passing game. And I was really pleased with our, you know, our protection up front. Running back protection and our receivers running good routes, and then Mitchell going ahead and throwing the ball really well. So it takes the whole team, not just Mitchell, to have a really good offensive performance. And I just think we're starting to click on all cylinders right now, and that's exactly what you want going into the playoffs and making a run.
Sabetha head football coach Garrett Michael, a couple more minutes here, our pregame for tonight's game. Sabetha at Nemaha Central here in the sub-state round. Coach, you see this team for a second time. Of course, they've had an impressive playoff run as well. They beat Osage City last week, kind of a similar scenario, able to pull away from that one in the second half. Do you see anything different with this Nemaha Central team maybe going into this one tonight here over the last few weeks since you last saw them?
I don't see anything different. There's no reason for them to do anything different. What they've done has got them this far, and it's not necessarily changed from a year ago. And why would you change anything when things are clicking on all cylinders and you've got the 24-game win streak or whatever that is right now, and you're the defending state champions? I mean, everything's going well, and they're playing offense and defense and special teams really well. So, you know, as an opponent, you can't play your worst game, and I think we did. And I hope that, you know, we play better, win the turnover battle and time of possession, and you might have a chance at the end. But you got to go take it from them. I mean, they're the top dogs. And so when they're the top dogs, you've got to play your best football, and hopefully we are right now.
We understand the keys and what needs to be done, but just before we get you out of here, just talk about just again how cool it is for this kind of a scenario, making it this deep. You've seen it for the last couple of years now. Rival Sabetha Nemaha Central getting to this point in the season for consecutive years, just for the communities and everybody involved. Just in that aspect, just kind of how cool it is to get to this point and have the situation that we have.
I think it's very cool, but you just look at Nemaha County as a whole from 2017 till now and look at the deep runs our teams have made with Axtell and Centralia and Wetmore making a deep run in theirs. And I'm just really proud of our football tradition up here and from 17 on and even earlier than that. But I mean, really from 17 on, our Big Seven, our Nemaha County teams have won state titles, and I'm really proud of that, no matter who it is, especially when they're all from the same county, and it's just special. I'd like to see another county do that with four or five different teams and on a consistent basis. I just, really proud, to be from here and coach at Sabetha and play in a game of, the caliber we're going to play.
Great stuff as always, Garrett Michaels, Sabetha football coach, getting set for the sub-state game tonight here at Nemaha Central. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community.
pregame coverage continues for sub-state football action here tonight in Class 2A. Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Winner moves on to the state championship game next week. We're joined now by Thunderhead football coach. That is Michael Glasic. Coach, let's talk about the quarterfinals last week. You guys get a tough test from Osage City, just a six-point game at the half, but you guys were able to make some plays, especially on the defensive side, put it away in the third quarter, and ultimately win that game. Just kind of take us back to last week and what you saw from your team.
Yeah, just like you said, Osage is very good, very well coached by Coach Gattenbein. He runs a great program down there. The record, you know, they were a one-loss team, lost to Sedgwick. They were very talented. They kind of exposed us on the passing game. They threw the ball 45 times, I believe it was, but our kids had the bend but don't break mentality. You know, when you throw the ball 45 times, you know, our defense should get a few interceptions, and we did just that with six of them and two pick sixes, which was huge. Momentum gainer for our offense. You know, we only ran 48 plays of their 70 plays, I believe it was. You know, when you score on the special teams and two defensive touchdowns, that's a huge confidence booster just overall as a team. So, like I said, hats off to Osage, but I thought our kids handled battle adversity with some injuries to a couple seniors. Again, so our sophomores and juniors stepped up to the plate, which is awesome to see.
The battle of adversity in a game where you really hadn't seen that much adversity throughout the course of the year. A lot of your wins, of course, you know, kind of being in big-time fashion. You hadn't been really tested a whole lot in a lot of your games. But, you know, a game against Osage City where you jump on them early, they come back, it's a six-point game at the half. Just the mental aspect of your team in a do-or-die situation to come away with the win the way they did in that second half speaks pretty high volumes for how your team kind of handles themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's hats off to our senior leaders. You know, seniors, they started out this summer with great summer attendance, great leadership. You know, they would text the young kids about waking up early, making summer weights. You know, they missed practice, the seniors would jump on them a little bit. So that's the tip of the cap to the senior leadership. And like I said, battling through adversity. You know, we had a shutout streak, eight games there, 0 points. Then Riley County scored on us, and then Osage was a very similar game to Riley County where they aired out. And like I told the kids, you know they're going to get yards if they're throwing the ball that many times. You know they're probably going to score a couple times, which is okay. Like I said, Osage, we jumped on them early, which is always a key factor to start fast, both offensively and defensively, and we did that. You know, jumped out to a 26-7 lead, I believe it was, and then a couple injuries happened. One injury happened, you know, that kind of shell-shocked us a little bit. We got to halftime up six. You know, kids weren't bickering, no pointing fingers. You know, they listened to the halftime adjustments, you know, and then special teams scored off the bat, and then, like I said, the defense stepped up with a couple pick sixes in the second half and shut out Osage.
Talking with Michael Glatzik here, Nemaha Central head football coach. A couple more minutes as we preview tonight's sub-state championship game against Sabetha. Well, let's talk about the Blue Jays for a minute. Of course, you move on from the Osage City win and get Sabetha once again. Same scenario as last year. You know, you played them at the end of the regular season, got a win. You know, you played them tough, 30-14, but won that sub-state game, going on to win the state championship, of course. Now you play it out in the same fashion. This time you get them again. Again in the sub-state round, a team that's played really well since you guys beat them in the regular season finale. They're putting up about 55 points per game. Their defense has really kept it on cue, and just a very good team. You know exactly what they're going to do, and you're very familiar with them. Just obviously a lot of fun when these communities can meet up in a game like this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, Coach Garrett, Michael does a great job, and the staff over there do a great job of running the program the right way and how they want to. But yeah, during the summer, you know, obviously, we had the game server against the best for the first time. You know, we had a pretty good idea. We were on a collision course here again in the playoffs. You know, it was a big road test against them early. You know, we knew the winner of that game would possibly host sub-state, you know, which is working out just like that, which I think is a huge factor, you know, just playing the home field, you know, in front of our fans. But Coach Garrett, you know, the staff over there is very high in their senior class. You know, I think they got 22, 23 kids. Which is awesome for them. You know, a couple of those kids have been playing since freshman year. And I believe they're healthy, which is awesome to see at this time. So our kids are going to have a tough challenge, come Friday night.
How cool is it when you look at the recent, you know, all Big Seven selections, the all-league selections for this year, 58 total, and nearly half are Nemaha Central or Sabetha kids, and a lot of those kids, you know, earning nods on both sides of the ball. But nearly half the league selections, you know, just from you guys and Sabetha. What does that say about the quality of talent that those two teams have?
Yeah, it's really cool to see. You know, only 15, 20 minutes apart. You know, these kids know each other very well, whether it's sports, you know, hanging out on weekends during summer. You know, the parents, families, communities know each other very well, almost too well, I'd say. It's just like I said, hats off to their staff for getting their kids in the right spot. Hats off to my staff for helping me out, getting the kids in the right spot. Obviously it's really good to see those kids earn all league honors, and I'm sure, you know, same kids or even more kids are going to earn all state honors. So it's awesome to see.
All right, Coach. Well, let's dive into it real quick. What's kind of the expectation for this second matchup, second meeting? What kind of adjustments do you expect maybe from their side? Do you expect any at all? What needs to be done so you guys can get back to a state championship game and defend that title this year?
I tell the kids, you know, every week, especially against these guys, the game is not going to be won in the first half. I believe we're up 7-0 the first game in the first half. We got to make the halftime adjustments the right way. We just got to wear those big boys out. You know, they're bigger than us up front, so it's going to be really hard to run between tackles. First game, we were successful on the edge, so I think they're going to adjust to that a little bit, take away our edge run game, our edge pass game. I believe our offensive line, you know, has to do a better job of trying to move the grim boys and the middle kid and the linebackers just to get 3-4 yards to carry. You know, every first down is crucial. The third and shorts, the fourth and shorts are crucial. And then I told the offense we got to limit the penalties, limit penalties and limit turnovers. You know, in this big game, I believe those two things are a huge factor to whoever's successful on Friday night.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik joining us. It's the Thunder and the Blue Jays, Class 2A sub-state title game. Winner moves on to the state championship game, a rematch from last year's sub-state title game. A lot of fun to see two Big 7 teams clash in this game of this magnitude. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you so much for hanging with us. Just a few minutes from the opening kick, it's Nemaha Central and Sabetha, Class 2A Substate Championship game. Second consecutive year, we get these Big 7 rivals going at it with a trip to the state title game on the line. Thank you so much here on KNZA 103.9 and dialed in on the Sabetha channel over at MSCSports.net. Appreciate doing the Lord's work behind the camera. Logan Bitterman alongside Trenton Craxner, Colin Fellkamp. I'm Brandon Sabin. Logan, let's start with you as we get set for the coin toss here, and we'll dive into that momentarily. But let's talk about the Sabetha team getting another opportunity at redemption. They have looked super fantastic since they lost 28-0 in the regular season finale just a few weeks ago to this same Thunder squad. Thunder team now battling some injuries, but boy, the playoff run's been impressive. Sabetha, again, going to have to put an A game together. They want to try to get to a state title game.
Yeah, and you look at what happened this regular season. Obviously, it was we kind of assumed going into it that it was going to be a collision course between these two schools going into the regular season matchup. Who was going to win the district? It was going to be Nemaha or Sabetha, first, second. And then, obviously, we expected them to match up like we were going to see here tonight. Obviously, you look at the big takeaways from that first game. Sabetha, they were in that game until the third quarter. And then Heike just took over. You know, Brandon, you can kind of get into the stats a little bit more on it. 53 yards is all he had in the first half. And then in just one quarter, which is the third quarter, he had 75 rushing yards alone. Biggest question mark for Sabetha in that game, though, you look at it, you lose your best receiver in Marcus Bauman because he has to play quarterback because Kramer was not suited up. That's a little bit different tonight. You're going to have Bauman on the outside. You have that weapon because Kramer's back under center. But the biggest thing for Sabetha, and we've seen it here throughout the playoffs, and we saw it, you know, when they played Jeff West in the regular season, Perry a little bit. They struggle against the pass defensively. If you can get the passing game going, and you guys can allude to it, Trent and Brandon, Seneca's kind of the same way. You saw Osage City last week. You saw what Riley County did in the playoffs. You can maybe kind of find a little bit of a passing game as well. Who knows? You can find a way to knock either one of these two teams off. But if you're Sabetha, you might have to try to do that. Also, look for Christian McAfee.
Well, the coin toss was won by Nemaha Central. They defer to the second half, which means Sabetha will get the opening kick here in tonight's ball game. And Trenton, let's talk about Nemaha Central for a second. It's all about Carter Hike, the sophomore quarterback who's playing at an all-state level, nearing already 2,000 yards and 37 touchdowns. He's also almost thrown for 910 more scores. Stats are pretty eye-popping. 70% of the team's rushing yards, 66% of the team's rush attempts. He has 76% of the team's rushing touchdowns, and no other player on the roster has more than 200 yards. It all goes through him. Teams know it, but they can't stop him.
Yeah, you know, Strathman was really good. Caleb Strathman, the sophomore, his counterpart, was really good. He had some big plays that kind of broke the game open in that first matchup. He had that, like, 30-yard touchdown to make it 14-0 or whatever it was in the third quarter. And obviously it's Carter Hike, but can you find the other playmakers? Because like you alluded to, they're a little bit banged up. They don't have Carter. Is it Cannon? Because you said
Carter,
you messed Carter. Okay, it's
out.
Carter Studbeck. Okay, so, yeah Carter Studbeck's
out.
A little banged up. You lose Carter Ridenhouse. So you lose some pieces, but, you know, that stone wall on defense that you had, Sabetha didn't get past your 35 last time. And the only time they did that was because of a penalty. So can you continue that stonewall defense and maybe you only win the game 14-0, 12-0, something like that. But it's going to be a defensive battle like it was the first time, but playmakers got to make plays.
It's number one, Nemaha Central, the defending champs. 24 consecutive wins, who will kick off from left to right, and a high short boot is going to be taken by Nate Menold at the 20-yard line to the 25. Blasted there. And the Blue Jays will have their opening possession, I think, forward progress to about the 28-yard line. First and 10 Blue Jays as we are off and running in this sub-state championship game. The other side of the bracket, battle of unbeatens on the west side. It's Hoisington and Norton. Keep you up to date on that throughout the night. Of course, other local teams and sub-state games, Frankfort and Axtell on KMZA 92.1. Holton and Hayden on the Holton Channel, Class 3A there, and then, of course, Class 1A on Care 93.7, Jefferson County North, a long road trip to St. Mary's Colgan. So for the Blue Jays in their all-white road uniforms, it'll be Mitchell Kramer, who had arguably his best game of the season last week, throwing for over 200 yards and three scores in what was a 49-18 win over Humboldt. And here is Chase Fry, the first carry of the game, left side, bullying his way for a first down all the way out to the 44-yard line, and a huge run and a first down for the Blue Jays. A simple give left side following that strong offensive line with Sainer, Grimm, Whitwer, Bradbury, and Grimm. A lot of all-league selections on both sides here. First and 10 at the 44. Just getting going, no score. Big seven rivals here in the state title game. Here's Fry to the right side this time, and he's ate up for a loss of one. Chopped down at the knees, back to the 43. They go toss right. He'll lose one. It is second down and 11 after a nice defensive play. So the first two runs go to Chase Fry, second leading rusher for the Blue Jays this season, coming in with 10 wins and one loss. Of course, that 28-0 defeat at the hands of Nemaha Central in the regular season finale. Second down and 11. Blue Jays going from right to left here in the opening quarter. Now they go back to Fry and nowhere to go. He's gobbled up in the backfield and dropped for another loss. This one might be two, and a huge play defensively again. And the Thunder now backing up the Blue Jays to a third and about 13 scenario. Just past, or coming up on the 90-second mark here in the opening quarter, and after a big first down run for Chase Fry on the opening play of the game, a couple of losses here has now made it third down and 13 back to the 42. Might be a passing scenario. They go two wide receivers to the right, ball between the hash marks, straight drop back for Kramer, looking far side of the field, and he'll throw it, and it's way overthrown. The intended receiver and Nate Menold, and fourth down and 13, and the Thunder defense hold, and it looks like the Blue Jays will punt it away. Defense, defense, defense. Nemaha Central had that run where they had eight consecutive shutouts. They have given up some points in the playoffs, but still the top team in terms of points allowed among all classifications, just 4.2 points per game for the Thunder defense. And here is the first-team All-League punter in Chase Fry, who gets a belt-high snap and will boot it away from right to left, a low liner that takes a Blue Jays bounce all the way inside the 20, and it's going to be picked up last minute, maybe not the best scenario there, no gain on the return. But Nemaha Central gets the stop on defense, and they'll have their first possession of the game, not quite 2 minutes in, no score. So let's see where they mark Nemaha Central after that short gain on the punt return. It looks to be at their own 20. So Sabetha again had a nice first down run by Chase Fry, but then three and out after that. Thunder, the second longest winning streak in the state. 24 straight coming into tonight's game, looking to repeat as state champs. Here's the sensational Carter Hike, who gives it to Strothman here, the running back, who breaks away from a tackle, and then Fry rips him down at about the 25 for a gain of 5. So again, expect the sophomore Caleb Strothman, who had a really good game the first time these two teams met. He gets the first carry, second down and 5.
And, you know, Carter's a little bit more shiftier and faster than his brother was last year, not as much of a bruiser, but Strathman offers that counterpunch, you know, where some more speed and shiftiness than Hike, who's physical like his brother, but Strathman can, you know, take it to the outside like they did there with that outside zone.
Number one, Nemaha Central. No score. First possession of the game for them on offense. A simple running back, or I should say a quarterback draw play with Carter Hike across the 30 to the 31. He needed 5. He got 6, and there's the Thunder's first down here of tonight's ball game. You'll see a lot of that behind this offensive line. Reese Garrity, Abram Keim, Josh Gonzalez, Holden Bass, and Abe Hilbert. Holden Bass, unanimous selection, all-league. How cool is this? Between these two teams, they had 28 of the 58 all-league selections. Each of them had 14 nods. A lot of them, both sides of the ball, but nearly 50% of the all-Big 7 league selections in 2023 from these two teams. First down and 10 at the 31. Nemaha Central will toss this one to the left side. Good pursuit by Sabetha, not much. And that was Cooper Kramer, the senior, on the toss left. And he'll fight for a couple. And that's about it. Second down and 8 after the gain of just 2 yards. Kramer's another guy that's going to have to step up. Again, Carter Rottinghouse is done for the season. Broke his collarbone last week. And also mentioning again on the defensive side, Carter Sudbeck out with a knee injury. And Sabetha playing this late in the season for the most part as healthy as you can possibly be playing in what is now your 12th game of the year. Second down and 8. They will run it to Strothman here on a reverse, and he's busted in the backfield by Brody Dieters. Absolutely nowhere to go. It's a big loss of about 5 or 6. What an individual effort by the safety, Brody Dieters, making a tackle in the backfield. Now third down and 14.
Yeah, we've heard it from a couple of the best coaches this season throughout. They said Brody Dieters could be one of the hardest hitting players on this Betha defense, and we just saw it there. Just he was able to fill. Found Strathman there and just able to knock him down behind the line.
So they brought, again, Caleb Strathman, the sophomore, on a reverse here to the near side. They gave it to him in motion, but Dieters said, no thanks, we're going to blow that up. Now third down and 14 here. They go 5 wide, 3 left, 2 right. Belt-high snap. Hike rolling left. He's being chased. Has to finagle his way through a couple defenders, has some room here to the near side, makes another man miss, 40, 45, and he's going to find his way to midfield for a first down. An absolutely incredible run on third and 14 for Carter Hayek, and he moves the sticks and keeps the drive alive.
Yeah, it looked like Caleb Middle was coming up from behind on the backside to just blast him for a sack, but he stepped up, and then, you know, as the defensive line had pursued over, he had an opening, and he still had to make a couple guys miss for Sabetha, and he was able to do that, and I think McAfee saved the touchdown by bringing him down from behind, but I told you, your playmakers got to make plays, and that's the first big play of the game, converting on third and long.
23 yards for Carter Hayek on third and long. Ball at midfield. Thunder moving left to right. No score. Not quite halfway into this sub-state championship game's first quarter. Here's Hayek again. Deep ball. Left side of the field. Has a man, and it's just overthrown at the 15-yard line. Had a step on the receiver. And Aiden Brocksterman, the intended target. He had a step over there on the far side on Bauman. Two very good quality athletes. They took a shot, no go, second and 10. Well, Hayek last week, 242 rushing yards and three scores against Osage City. He also threw for 55 yards and another score. Completing 63% of his passes coming in. Don't throw it a whole lot, but when they do, he's fairly efficient. 10 touchdowns, just four picks. Second and 10 from midfield. Faking the pass, now Hayek tucks it and runs between the hash marks and to the 40-yard line. It looks like he's got 10 and a half for another first down. So just for a quick sec, he kind of fakes it like he's looking to pass, drops it to the belt quickly, takes off running, and scampers for 10 more, and that's an Omaha Central first down to the Blue Jays 40. 6:09 to go, clock moving first quarter, no score. Blue Jays and Thunder. Omaha Central, defending champs, trying to get back to Salina next week to defend that crown. Low snap, Hayek fakes it, looking left, throws it across the middle, incomplete, but a flag is thrown near the line of scrimmage where the heavies are doing some blocking.
Yeah, it was an RPO look, and the bubble wasn't open. I think they might have got Abram Keim downfield. He was real close on what ended up being a pass play. So it was thrown by the umpire. So maybe a hold or hands to the face, but I think they're going to get Keim for being downfield.
Now they do get a hold against the Blue Jays. So
the rare defensive holding call, okay.
On a play that really had no shot, it's going to be a 5-yard penalty and a first down.
I'm actually going to give it 10. So
it'll be to the 30-yard line. So a big penalty against the Blue Jays, and now first and 10 Thunder at the 30. It will go four wide receivers here, two left, two right. Ball closer to the near side hash. Hayek will be in the gun, tucked up as Kramer right side, behind the heavy and Abe Hilbert. And it's the quarterback run again, and ripped down, but getting back to the line of scrimmage. That was a great individual effort there by Caleb Menold. Could have been a loss at two, but Hike's momentum carried him forward back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10 at the 30.
Yeah, and you're already nearing about a 5 to 6 minute drive, and you know, as you mentioned, a lot of these guys got honors on both sides of the ball, and, you know, it kind of wears on you, especially when you're on defense, that, you know, you have to keep putting your hand down in the dirt and try and bring some people to the ground. It's not as easy as just blocking someone, so it's a very big, important drive, but can Sabetha step up here and stall them?
This has been roughly 5-minute drive here. Omaha Central with Hayek again on a quarterback keeper right side, upended by Nate Menold after just a 2 or 3 yard pickup here to the near side, a 3rd and 7 scenario coming up here. And the Blue Jays have another chance to get a stop. They have the Thunder at 3rd and 14 inside their own 30. But Hayek busted out of a potential sack and ran it for 23 yards to midfield for a first down. Now they face 3rd and 7 at the Blue Jays' 28-yard line.
Yeah, they might run a pass, but he can still, they're just going to run a straight QB draw, and it's a good job by the defensive line. That's Menold again.
Menold again.
What a couple plays by Caleb Menold.
Busting through the line and ripping down Hayek for maybe just one. It looked like they were trying to get Menold, I think it was him that looked like he might have jumped off sides, and they tried to snap it quickly, maybe to catch that penalty, but they do not throw it. But now it's 4th down and 7. They get no gain on the play. And right now, folks, we got with 4:14 to go, clock moving first quarter, our biggest play of the game so far.
Obviously, I was going to say Hayek, you know, they could draw back to pass, but he's a real good dual threat guy. We saw on that 3rd and 14 where he ran for 23, but Big play right here.
Fourth and seven, hiking the gun. He does take the snap. Now he drops it to the right hip, looking left side. He'll take off running. He's got a lot of room, a first down and more. Stutters all the way down to the 11-yard line. And another big play of about 16 yards on fourth and seven. And Hike doing it again with the feet, and he's been doing it that way all season long in a big run. Not quite goal-to-go territory. It's first and 10 Thunder at the Sabetha 11-yard line as they try to get on the board first here late in the first quarter. No score.
Yeah, and they just kind of ran a clear out where everyone runs four verticals, and in man coverage, everyone has their back turned for Sabetha, and you know, he has to get the linebacker who's on their side of the offensive line trying to scrape over, and a lot of running room for Hike.
Ike, a straight dive on a quarterback keeper on first and 10 at the 11. Shimmies inside the 10, gets to about the 7 for 4 to bring up second down.
And he's got 8 carries for 61 yards on this drive. So, I mean, we talked about him having about 26, 30 carries in that first matchup. And he's already approaching double digits here on this first drive. They're living and dying by Carr Hike this drive with his legs. And so far, he's done a fantastic job.
Well, he's had a couple big conversions in a near 7-minute drive. They got second and 7 for the 8. Here's Hike again. He'll go left side, bouncing off a wimpy tackler, and then finally taken down near the 5. It'll bring up third down. Let's see where they mark him out. Corralled out of bounds on the far sideline.
They're only going to give him the 6, so only a yard there. You know, Sabetha's done a real good job, really, for the most part on first and second down since the third and fourth down runs by Hike, where they run a pass play, kind of escapes out of the pocket, is what's kind of killed their momentum defensively, but they can still pick up a first down inside the 1, so this isn't 2 downs to score. They could easily pick up a first down and get 4 fresh chances at it.
So 3rd and 5 at the 6 officially. 2:20 to go, clock moving first quarter. Thunder trying to get on the board first. Here's Hike again, looking to pass, rolling to his right. Now he scampers, puts it down at the hip. He is hit well by Roki and driven back. Or correction, that tackle was Aiden Lang with perfect form, putting the helmet in the chest of Hike, and it's going to bring up another fourth down. So the hesitation was there, and it looked like Hike wanted to throw for a minute and then tucked it up at the last minute, but then he was immediately drilled by Aiden Lang, the senior 180-pounder from the defensive backfield.
It looks like they're kicking a field goal here. I mean, points at a premium, but you just kill
9 minutes,
yeah,
off
about
the clock,
about 9 minutes, and what a stand for Sabetha. Obviously, you wanted to get him on that third and long, then that fourth and medium, but
Frederico Teresi, the all-league kicker in the Big 7, will try one from, 23 yards out, and he sends it on through. So a near 10-minute drive ends in 3 points. So I would say that's a win for the Blue Jays defense as the Thunder decide to go for 3, and it's a 23-yard field goal. That is good. 3-0 Nemaha Central, 1:28 to go opening quarter. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, that was roughly an 8.5-minute drive for Nemaha Central, covering 67 yards. They converted on a big 3rd and 14, also on a 4th and 7 play. But Sabetha's defense holds true, and Frederico Teresi, a 23-yard field goal to give Nemaha Central a 3-0 lead here late in the first quarter, 1:28 to go. And, guys, I said it right before that timeout, and given everything that went on during that drive and how good Carter Hike was, that is a big-time win for the Blue Jay defense.
Yeah, especially when you surrender 5 first downs and they go about 73 yards when it's all said and done, probably close to 20 plays, because they made them work for it. And it's going to start out here about the 30-31-yard line. But, you know, they had that big 15-yard run by Frey, and then he gets sucked for back-to-back negative 1 yard carry, and they throw a bomb that overthrowing wide receiver. So you had a good start to the drive, but can you build on that? And we didn't see Menold run the ball at all on that drive. It was 3 carries for Fred, and then they threw an incompletion. But, you know, can you get a long drive for yourself going here and maybe punch one into the end zone and take the lead here?
All right, here we go. Second possession of the game for Sabetha. They're down 3-0 at 1:23 to go in the opening quarter. Kramer takes the snap, and they go right up the middle. Here is Colin Mendels, who busts free outside the numbers, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, stiff arms a man, and he's brought down at the two-yard line.
Carter Hike.
Carter Hike saving a touchdown, but Colin Mendels, who ran for over 350 in the Silver Lake win, busts a monster run, and the Blue Jays have first and goal at the two.
Averaging 67 yards a carry isn't too bad, and I mean, Carter Hike, all those carries, he had 10 carries. I'm surprised he was well enough conditioned to chase Mendel down because he burst that hole like a bolt of lightning, and the big momentum play for Smith, and it looks like Frey's going to punch it in here, and he did.
There's Chase Fry, who gets into the end zone. Yes, 105 to go, and how about the response for Sabetha? A 67-yard run by Colin Mendel, setting up first and goal at the two, and it's Chase Fry who punches it in, and just like that, after Nemaha Central takes up about 9 minutes, what was that, maybe a 30-second drive right there for Sabetha?
I was going to say 30 to 40 seconds. I was going to say that's the only bad thing is you got to send your defense back out there, just endure like an 18-play drive, but you're not going to be upset about the points, but better get those guys well rested because we don't have the media timeouts like they do in college. But a 7-3 advantage is not something to scoff at, partner.
Yeah, Nate Mendel, who buries the extra point, and just like that, the Blue Jays have a lead. It's 7-3 Blue Jays here at Nemaha Central. Another timeout. We're back after this on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, wilsontireks.com. Mike, Logan, Trenton, Colin, Brandon, all with you. Well, Nemaha Central's first drive, roughly 8.5 minutes, covering roughly 70 yards. They go for a 23-yard field goal. Sabetha follows that up. They get a 67-yard run by Colin Mendel, setting up Chase Fry for a 2-yard run, which took about 30 seconds. And all of a sudden, boys, we got a 7-3 Blue Jays lead here at Nemaha Central late first quarter.
Yeah, and I said points might be coming at a premium. That's why Nemaha settled for that field goal. But, you know, when you're able to break big runs like that, that definitely helps. And kickoff out of bounds.
Kickoff goes out of bounds. Yeah. The Thunder will have good field position for their second drive of the game. Again, Sabetha got the ball first. They got one first down, punted it away. That's when the Thunder went on that long drive, converted a big third and 14. They also converted fourth and 7, all on the back of Carter Hike with the run game. And then Sabetha getting it right back down 3. Two plays, covering, 69 yards and finding the end zone.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, if you're a fan, coach, whatever, you're sitting there thinking, we had the ball first and we didn't do that on the first drive, but we did it here. If we do that back-to-back drives, we might be up 14-3 right now.
The only difference is Mendel didn't get a touch on that first drive. That's nothing against Chase Fry, but, Mendel obviously burst through that hole and had the big play.
Well, let's see how the Thunder respond. They haven't played from behind too often this season. Here is Hike, and he's being chased. He eludes a rush. Now rolling left, he wants to take a shot. Now he'll tuck it and run. Good defense downfield. Hike will get up to about the 39 for 4. But bursting through quickly was, again, Caleb Mendel, who has already been a menace in the backfield.
Yeah, him and Christian McAfee have been pretty active among that defensive line, bringing Hike down a bunch of times. But Nate Mendel made a great play there because Hike tried to pump fake him, throwing the ball deep to get him up into the air. But Mendel stayed down on the ground and was able to tackle him. And you know, this might be the last play of the quarter, but that might be a good thing for the Sabetha defense. Like I said, they endured that 9-minute drive, and 2 plays later, they have to go back out there, kind of give them some more time to catch their breath here.
25 seconds to go, first quarter. Could be the last play. Blue Jays have a 7-3 lead here. Here's Strothman on the give. He'll have a first down, breaking some tackles into Blue Jays territory. He'll get across midfield to the 47, so a big run. It stops the clock with 18 seconds to go, but again, Strothman here to the near side, outside the numbers, breaking a couple tackles, and that puts Nemaha Central back in Blue Jays territory at the 46. Well, the final 6 seconds are going to off the clock, and that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. We've got a good one, of course. That's what we expected. That's what we got through the first 12 minutes. Big Seven rivals, a trip to the state championship game is on the line in 2A. Nemaha Central and Sabetha, Blue Jays, a 7-3 lead. We're back after a timeout here on KMZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
First play of the second quarter, it's Carter Hike. Now Thunder moving from right to left. Not much here on this first down carry in Blue Jays territory. He'll get three inside the Blue Jays 45 to about the 43. The Blue Jays have a 7-3 lead on a two-yard touchdown run by Chase Fry after a big run of 67 yards by Colin Menold, which set up that touchdown. Nemaha Central's first drive at took about 9 minutes off the clock, and it was Frederico Teresi, a 23-yard field goal for the Thunder lone point so far. So just getting going, second quarter. Here's a toss. Here's Kramer, cuts it up on the hash marks, and he's upended. Christian McAfee, Brody Dieters in on the stop. Not much, maybe one or two, and now a third down scenario coming up, and the Blue Jays have an opportunity to get a stop.
Yeah, outside of that big 15 run by Strathman right before the end of the quarter, the pitches to Kramer and Strathman on the outside have been very well defended, but you know, Hike has 12 carries for 69 yards. But on some of those, the defensive linemen are hitting him in the backfield, but he's so strong that he's breaking through those initial tackles and carrying some guys and breaking free for more yards. So it's not like they've done a bad job. It's just you got to tackle just a little bit better on Carter Hike.
Here is a third down and about 6.5 yards to go scenario here for Nemaha Central. They will run option right. Hike with a flag down, cuts it up, and he is going to fight his way for first down yardage or close to first down yardage, but there is a penalty, which could be a negative here for Nemaha Central, just kind of in the vicinity of where that was thrown.
Yeah, it came out pretty quick, so maybe there wasn't enough guys on the line of scrimmage. I mean, we thought that they were downfield earlier, but there was a defensive hold, so I've already been wrong once. We'll just have to see.
Well, the mark looks to be close, but again, it doesn't matter if it's going to be on Nemaha Central, and you're right, it looks like a procedure penalty on the snap. So what would have been either fourth and maybe a football length or a first down run there for Hike, they got to back it up and do it again here on third down. 7-3 Sabetha, 10:35 to go, second quarter. Chase Fry, touchdown run from 2 yards for Sabetha, and a 23-yard field goal, the lone point so far for Nemaha Central. This is a Blue Jays defense giving up just 11.7 points per game. Been one of the top marks in the state, really, all season.
Yeah, they gave up 28 to Nemaha the first time. They gave up, like, what, 34 to Silver Lake in that good game in the second round. So, like, outside of that, they've been dynamite outside of two performances.
But out of the penalty now, it's third down 11. Hike will drop back. Now he tucks it and runs. He's looking for a first down. He gets back to the 40, so he gets the penalty yards back, but it's going to bring up fourth and four. So we got seven to the Blue Jays 40, and we saw them convert 4th and 7 on the opening drive, and now they face 4th down and 4 at the Blue Jays 40, closer to the near side hash, moving right to left.
Yeah, and the 4th down earlier, they're kind of about the 27, so probably outside of Teresi's range to get a field goal, but here you could punt and pin them deep, but I think you're going to probably live on the legs of Hike running the football here, whether he it's an RPO kind of look, or he scrambles on a pass play.
Well, here we go. It's the second fourth down try here in the first half. This one from 4 yards. That's what they need. And they're going to run a toss here. It's Strothman on a reverse. They fake it to the running back. He'll end up having a first down. It was a trick play. They ran option left and then pitched it back to Strothman going back to the far side right. And he is able to break a tackle and get the first down yardage to the 30. It's a gain of 10 on 4th and 4.
And Brody Dieters almost made that play short of the sticks, but Strathman was able to juke him a little bit. Dieters went flying by. That would have been a huge stop for Sabetha, but a good play call. Everyone's flowing over because Hike's running to the left, but they give it to Strathman going back to the right.
So we're at 9 minutes to go until halftime, 7-3. Possessions have been at a premium. Both teams running heavy and the clock on a constant move. Here's a three wide receiver set to the left side. Nobody right. Ball far side hash. Thunder moving right to left. Fresh set of downs. First and 10. And Hayek is upended and he is dropped in the backfield. And who else? Dieters is in there again. But I think the initial hit might have been Aiden Lang, and that's going to be a loss of about five.
Yeah, that's because I don't know who it was. They threw an offensive lineman back into the feet of Hayek, and that stopped all of his momentum, and then they were able to flow up and get him for a loss of five. So whoever threw one of the big Nemaha Central offensive linemen to the ground.
That might have been Caleb Menold again.
It might have been.
That is the sign that he is on, and we know, arguably, like these are probably the two best collective lines, both sides of the ball, in 2A. I don't think there's any really debate on that, and right now, you see Sabetha winning this battle at the line of scrimmage. That is not something that happened in the first meeting. Here's a second down and 15 play. Now Hayek in some trouble, throws across his body. Brockstrom's wide open inside the 10, and he's down to the 4-yard line. Wow, what a play by Carter Hayek, and a huge pitch and catch to Aiden Brockstrom will set up first and goal. They were looking for Brockstrom on a deep pass in the first quarter that missed. And now eluding a rush to his left and throwing across his body, Brockstrom was lost in between the secondary, and he was wide open, and he'll get to the five. It's first and goal. So the Thunder trying to respond. They go to the heavy. That's Carter Hayek. Oh, and he is upended by Colin Menold. Kind of a half flip in the air, but a yard or two. They'll give him one to the four. It'll bring up second down and goal. But Carter Hayek with a huge pitch and catch at 30 yards. To Aiden Brockstrom, that's his 12th catch of the year. And now it is second down and goal at the 4. 7:10 clock moving first half. Here's Hayek again, just a straight quarterback dive. He's going to be short. Looks to be at about the 2. Third and goal from there.
And you're going to have two more cracks at it here, and someone's down. That looks like that might be Holden Bass. I think I see a 7.
Well, no. It's a Nemaha Central line. No,
no.
It's
3, sorry, 34.
Yeah, someone's down. We'll see.
Oh, we had this in the first game, didn't we? We couldn't figure out who 34 was because he had a couple carries late in the game. He's not listed on any of the rosters or anything, though. I remember we couldn't figure out who he was because he's not listed on the roster as number 34 in that first game either.
Well, let's get you caught up. 6:58 to go as they tend to the injured Nemaha Central player down inside the 5. It'll be third and goal from the 2. Again, just south of 7 minutes to go until halftime. It's a 7-3 Sabetha lead. Again, Sabetha got the ball to start the game. They got one first down, and then after that had to punt. And the Nemaha Central took up well over 8 minutes and covered nearly 70 yards on their opening drive, but settled for a 23-yard field goal. Took a 3-0 lead. And then Sabetha, for their response, a two-play 69-yard drive with a big 67-yard run by Colin Menold, which set up the 2-yard touchdown run by Chase Fry. Gave Sabetha the 7-3 lead, and that's where we're at now as Nemaha Central converting on another fourth down play on this drive. And a big pass play from Hike to Brockstrom, which set him up first and goal at the 5, but now facing third and goal at the 2, trying to retake the lead. In the other semifinal in Class 2A, Hoisington and Norton, both those teams undefeated at 11-0. So when you combine the four left in 2A, you get the best collective record of any classification still alive. We had heard Jefferson County North was trailing Colgan 6-0. That's in 1A.
We do have a 3A update.
Okay.
Hayden up 21-0 on the third touchdown of the night for Dunshee.
Well, Dunshee was not available when they played the first time, and Holton certainly had a chance to win that game, and Dunshee's one of the really most athletic kids in the state, a very good track athlete, multi-sport athlete. He's coming back from injury, and you say that's already his third touchdown.
Third one of the night, all three for Hayden.
Yeah, he's putting up a show, and Holton's going to have to battle back after getting into some trouble. All right, so the injury is taken care of, third and goal at the 2. Heavy bodies in the backfield around Carter Hayek. Sabetha showing a blitz. They bring a lot of them. Here's Carter Hayek muscling his way into the end zone, and he just crossed the plane for a Thunder touchdown. So 3 plays, 5 collective yards, and ultimately the Thunder find the end zone and take a 9-7 lead at 6:52 to go in the half. So a good response. And for Carter Hajek, that is now his 38th rushing touchdown of the year. And they will try here for the extra point. Make it a three-point game. High snap, put down well. Straight toe poke kick on the way. Well, good between the uprights. So a big-time response for Nemaha Central. Number one retakes the lead over Sabetha. 10-7 our score. 6:52 to go in the half. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Hyden True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hyden True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HydenTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hyden True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. Carter Hajek, a two-yard touchdown run. Extra point good. Nemaha Central 10, Sabetha 7. 6:52 to go in the first half. 65 yards on that drive, about 6.5 minutes off the clock. Trenton got a good stat here. Nemaha Central's run 25 plays to this point. Sabetha has run 6. And yet we got a 10-7 game. That's been the offensive battle here so far, as Nemaha Central's had two long, lengthy drives that have covered roughly 15, 16 minutes of clock here in the first half. And we still got 6:52 to go until the halftime break, and Sabetha's going to get the ball back. Here's a kind of a dangerous kick, and Bauman, does he get on it in time? And I think Sabetha...
I think Sabetha caught a break.
It looked like Colin Menold ran back and jumped on that ball, and that could have been near disaster for the Blue Jays, but they avoid that disaster, and they will have it at the 22-yard line.
A real good kick short, and obviously they were flowing to the left. Well, the left for their side, they were going to the right on the playing field, and they kicked it here to the near side and kind of took a bounce and kind of stayed up in the air, and like you said, Lucky Menel came back and jumped on that football because there was a Nemaha Central player at the same time arriving at the football.
So Sabetha, first and 10 at their own 22, trailing now 10-7. They go to Menel. This is Collin left side. Good pursuit by the front for Nemaha Central. Maybe one or two. That's it. He'll be shy of the 25 to the 24 for a gain of two. So again, possessions have been at a premium here, as this is now just the third offensive drive of the game. As you mentioned, that was just the seventh play ran by the Blue Jays offense here in the first half. And the Thunder, 25 plays to this point. 10-7 score, Thunder in front, trying to reach the state championship game once again. They go to Colin Middleton again, right side, and he is bottled up and dropped. And that was a nice effort by Abe Hilbert. Meaty defensive lineman up front. Him and Holden Bass a handful. And Hilbert gets in there, drops him. And Colin Middle for no gain. Now third down and 8. No chance here for Nemaha Central to maybe get a stop like they did on the Sabetha's opening drive of the game where they forced the punt. But a big play here for the Blue Jays. One receiver left. Two in the backfield with Fry and Colin Middle. They go toss left. Here is Allen, and using his shiftiness to get a first down on 3rd and 8. He needed 8, got about 9.5. What a play call and what execution there for the Blue Jays, and a crucial first down to keep this drive alive.
Yeah, and especially since Nemo gets the ball coming out of the half, you know, you don't want to get doubled up and find yourself down possibly 24-7 before you touch the football again. So if you can run some down some of the clock and not keep it away from Nemaha Central for the half, that's another added positive. It's another good run by Menold.
Yeah, Menold doing a good job following his blocks. He'll fall forward across the 40 to the 41 for a gain of about 7 on first down. They'll give him 6. And now they move it up another yard. Was right to the 41, so it is 7, 2nd and 3. Menold to this point, 5 carries, 85 yards. Of course, he had the big 67-yard burst, which set up Chase Fry's 2-yard run for the Blue Jays' lone score. Nemaha Central 10, Sabetha 7, 4:40 clock, moving second quarter. They go right back to the bus, and Colin Menold here on 2nd and 3. He'll It may be two with forward progress to the 43, but looks to be a yard shy of the first down. Holden Bass in on the stop. Josh Gonzalez in there as well. Think about this. Coming into the game, Nemaha Central's defense had tallied 88 tackles for loss, roughly 8 per game. Their defense has forced 20 interceptions, and the secondary has batted down 40 passes. Defensive lineman in there as well, but 40 pass breakups, 20 interceptions, 88 tackles for loss, and they give up 4 points per game. But now third down and one, they go right back to middle, and he just lowers the shoulders and crawls across the 45 to the 46 for a first down run. Keeps the line moving, and another big run there by Colin Minold, who they did not use on that opening drive, but now they are using him heavily to the 46, and a first down run just shy of midfield. 3:45 clock moving until halftime. The best case scenario, take up the time, get a score, take a lead. Nemaha Central won the toss, deferred to the second half, so the Thunder will get the opening drive of the third quarter. And here's a run by Aiden Lang, and he just pulls his way over Carter Hike into Nemaha Central territory to the 38. To gain a 16. A straight dive for Aiden Lang, and he pulls his way for a few extra, putting Hike on his back with a little bit of muscle.
And it's a good play call because you're acting like you're going to run that outside zone kind of play to Minold. But while you're running out there, you sneak the ball back into Lang up the middle, and then Carter Hike, sometimes you got to be a safety and just save a touchdown by getting bowled over like that, but Sabeth is on the move here.
That was the 31st carry of the season for Aiden Lang. He averages nearly 8 yards a pop, and there's a drop pass, incomplete. They were looking for Bauman at the 30. It was low, but had it in his chest at the knees, and it dropped to the turf, second down and 10. That was just the second pass attempt for Kramer here in the first half. So that stops the clock at 3:06. Blue Jays facing second down and 10 at the Nemaha Central 37, moving left to right, trailing in this game 10-7. Of course, last year these two teams played in the same game, sub-state round. Nemaha Central would go on to win 30-14, and of course would go on to win the state championship, and they have not lost in 24 games.
Yeah, and you remember that sub-state game last year between these two teams. Beth had the 7-0 lead at halftime. They were up at halftime because they stopped Nemaha Central on a fourth and goal right at, it was basically the tip of the football.
I think they're going to delay a game here. Yep.
Yep, delay a game, so
that's a big penalty.
5-yard penalty there. So from 2nd and 10 to 2nd and 15.
And that drop by Bauman's real big because that's like it would be like 2nd and 3, 2nd and 2 if he hangs on to that one. And now you're way behind the sticks and you might have to resort to passing it again.
Goes back to the 42 of Nemaha Central. 2nd down and 15. Again, the clock stopped. 3:05 to go until halftime. Possessions have been at a premium here. But a 10-7 Nemaha Central lead. Number one versus number three in Class 2A. Sabetha looking for their first win over the Thunder since 2020. Thunder have won 4 straight. 2nd and 15, they go back to Colin Minold. He is hit, driven back. He'll get maybe 4 of the penalty yards back. Sam Nordis, first Thunder player to hit Colin Minold. And Nordis, a first-team All-League selection at linebacker, the junior, with 121 total tackles coming into the year. Or coming into this game, I should say.
Yeah, but we talked about him in the pregame show. Hasn't got a target yet. This is Christian McAfee time, I think, right here. Him or Bauman, I think they're going to air it out here on third down.
Going to get a timeout here on third and 11.
Yeah, I think, Sabetha, I thought Nemaha might be trying to save a little bit of time, but Sabetha's going to want to talk it over.
So Sabetha calls a timeout, 2:35 to go in the half. They trail Nemaha Central 10-7. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, Sabetha, they also have a pretty good field goal kicker. And we saw it last week, or I should say 2 weeks ago at Silver Lake. Nate Menold, of course, he's an all-league selection kicker as well. I mean, can you get him in field goal range, worst-case scenario, and potentially tie the game before the break? But the key is for Sabetha, whether you score or not, is giving Nemaha Central zero chance and zero time with the ball.
Yeah, you don't want to give them another opportunity here in the first half because just to Trenton's point, you know, if they get another opportunity, they go down and score, and then they get a score right after the half, you could be in real trouble in the second half.
I think the worst thing here is just don't turn the ball over because you're around midfield. So, I mean, if you take a sack hypothetically here, you can still punt and pin them deep and make them have to go about 90-plus yards. But they absolutely do not want to turn the ball over here. That'd be a disaster.
All right, under 3 minutes to go in the half. Here is Kramer, third and 11, fakes it. Now rolling near side, now takes a shot. It's underthrown, and it's off the top of the helmet of Cooper Kramer. If he would have turned, he might have had an interception. They were looking for Colin Middleton inside the 10. Great coverage there by the DB, Cooper Kramer. Now it's fourth and 11.
And you can see it up here on that that throw. It's best offensive linemen were looking for it. Kind of getting pushed in the back a little bit from the corner. Just, you know, obviously not getting the call there. We'll have to see what Sabetha decides to do.
Yeah, so they had him on a backside wheel route, but they had McAfee coming alongside on a crosser, but he was double covered. So Nemaw Central sending that timeout. Hey, watch for 3-4 coming out, and they did a good job there. Now we have a big fourth down.
Fourth and 11 inside the Thunder 40. Nate Middleton motion from right to left. They hand it to him on a reverse. It looked like he might have wanted to pass it. Now he's in a lot of trouble, and he's taken down out of bounds on the far sideline. That play had no shot of producing much. And the Thunder defense get the hold and now have 2:21 to go until halftime. They'll get the ball back. Pretty good field position with a 10-7 lead.
And they have all three timeouts as well.
Yeah, I don't know. That was, like you said, it looked like he kind of was going to stop and pass. And maybe he was supposed to, but he didn't feel like he had enough room or something. That was just kind of a confusing play, or at least how it played. But, you know, this is a time, if you're Sabetha, you got to step up and hold him here. And I don't think you'd be too ashamed of being down 10-7 going into the break.
10-7, Nemaha Central. They get the big stop on defense. They got 2:21 to go, all three timeouts. Carter Hike back to work, who's already got 17 carries for over 70 yards here in the first half. He'll tuck it down himself here to the near side. Cuts it up at the 40. Runs over Colin Middle. Shy of the 45 to the 43 for about 5, maybe 6. Still got 2:05 clock moving and all three timeouts. You're at your own 46-yard line, facing second down and 4. Touchdowns in the game by Chase Fry for Sabetha. Carter Hike, a 2-yard run, which gave Nemaha Central the lead back. Second down and 4 after a gain of 6. It was a low snap, picks it up off the grass, and then it's an incomplete pass, threw it in the dirt near side. And Brockstrom, the intended receiver, Nate Menold in coverage.
Now, I was going to say, as long as you're Sabetha, you don't allow a big break of a run here. You're going to have to force Hike to throw the ball just a little bit with the time running down. So that's a positive here for Sabetha, is that Nemaha Central is not necessarily as comfortable passing the football.
Clock is stopped at 1:47. Third down and 4, shy of the 45. Thunder have 4 wide, 2 to each side. Knee-high snap. Hike keeps it. Going to take it himself. He leaps over a man and has a first down with forward progress. He needed the 47. Or about the 48, and he gets to about the 49. A lot of work there for 5 yards, but Hike does the job, moves the sticks to the 49. It's first and 10.
And Nemaha Central still has all three of their timeouts as well with a minute 35 here.
Minute 35, so still, again, all three timeouts, not using any yet. Just cracked south and 90 seconds to go. 10-7, Thunder leading, trying to add before the break. Here's Hike again, settling in the pocket. Gets away from one of the big heavies, now rolling near side. And breaks away from a tackle to midfield and spun out by Roki, but getting to Blue Jays territory to the 45 for a gain of 6 yards. And multiple times we've seen Sabetha get into the backfield, but just not enough to get Carter Hike down, and he turns what could be a negative play into a positive.
Yeah, and you also tackle him out of bounds instead of tackling him inbound, so it's like a free timeout because it stops the clock and might have forced their hand to use one there if you bring him down initially, but kind of get a free timeout and minute 15 to go, but
yeah, 1:15 to go, and still all three timeouts. That's an eternity. With Nemaha Central, they'll go trips wide to the right. Ball's left near hash. Hike in the gun. Kramer tucked up right beside him to the right side. Here's Hike rolling to his right. He'll throw it that way, and a low throw, incomplete. McAfee and Lang over there in coverage, and they were looking for Sam Nordis, the junior. And it brings up third down and 4. Clock stopped at 1:11.
Yeah, and him and Strathman were kind of in the same spot. So he was running an out route, and Strathman was running a curl. And I think it was intended to Strathman on the curl, but Nordis thought it was him on the out route. So he kind of knocked that down from his own teammate trying to go make the play unintentionally. And, you know, Sabetha, you got another third down here. And so can you stand up and make a play? Because obviously we've seen Carter Hike use legs a lot here. on third down.
Omaha Central 10, Sabetha 7, a minute 11 to go in the first half. Third down and four Thunder at the 45 of the Blue Jays, and they go quick hitter here on the near side and just enough for a first down. Brockstrom with the catch. He needed four, and he gets 6.5. So a designed little quick hitter to the near side, right on the sticks and out of bounds. Beautifully executed, a play that only took 3 seconds off the clock. A minute 8 to go, and still all three timeouts for Omaha Central. They got it at the Blue Jays 38. Near side hash working right to left. Four wide set, two left, two right. Chest high snap here to Hike. Looking left, now looking right, stuttering, now getting away from a defender, pointing, directing traffic. Puts it at the hip, takes off running once again, gets through a couple of tackles, and fights forward for about 6, maybe 7. How many times have we seen Hike here? And clock stopped at 54 seconds. Might get a timeout here.
Yeah, Nemo has a timeout.
And they do
first.
Call it. That'll be their first. But and our timeout's again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, but we'll keep it right here. How many times tonight have we seen Hike looking like he's going back to pass? It looks like he wants to pass. But yet, whether it's great coverage downfield by Sabetha's back end or just, you know, he gets away from that initial push by the Sabetha front. I mean, Hike just, for the most part tonight, doing it with his legs. He already has 21 carries here in the first half.
Yeah, but I would say about 6 or 7 of those is when he's back to pass, but he does take off. So it's not like he has had 21 designed runs. He's just kind of taken off some of these times. He's needed to convert on third down, fourth down, and, you know, done a couple, but on that, kind of want to go down because he got stood up and he's still trying to fight for some yards. So Sabetha guys were able to come in and clean him up a little bit better. And, you know, you don't want to add that wear and tear, especially with the clock run down. You don't need to fight for extra yards out about the 30 on first down. But, you know, he's been a workhorse. He's doing whatever it takes to get his team to convert and will him down the field because they've grinded for everything. Sabetha's made him grind on all. This is their third drive, but, you know, can Sabetha stand up and maybe hold him to a field goal?
So out of the timeout, trips left, Hike, option left, and he's going to keep it himself, and he just tries to find an opening, and not much. He'll get a few yards. He'll be shy of the 30, so it's going to bring up third down in about 2, and Omaha Central has to burn another timeout with 40 seconds to go, so that was a great play by the Blue Jays defense, keeping them behind the sticks and forcing Omaha Central to burn their second of 3 timeouts. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Late first half, 10-7, Omaha Central. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the 6th leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. The Omaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Got a good one here in the first half. Mike, Logan, Trenton, Colin, and Brandon all with you here on KNZA. Omaha Central and Sabetha, trip to the 2A state championship game on the line. Thunder out of the timeout there. Facing third down and about 2.5 to go from the Blue Jays' 31-yard line. A 10-7 lead for NC. They'll get the ball to start the second half, but trying to add to this lead here late in the first half. Here's Hike. He'll play action. He pump fakes, throws it downfield. Jump ball by Brockstrom. Is it caught inside the 5? Waiting for the call by the official, and he does get a foot down at the 5. Aiden Brockstrom with the jump ball, and they do say it's a catch. Looks to be at the 4-yard line. First and goal. Another huge catch by Brockstrom. So out of the timeout, they go play action. A little out and up. And Brockstrom wins the jump ball. It is first and goal at the 3 officially. Good throw by Hike. Better catch by Brockstrom. So now 34.5 seconds to go. Thunder trying to add to the lead. Hike takes the snap. Doing what he did on the first time he scored and does it again with a quarterback keeper. Gets in there for 6. And exactly what Sabetha did not need there. And that's Omaha Central scoring before the half. Still 30 seconds to go. And that huge pass setting a 3-yard touchdown run for Carter Hike, his 39th of the year. And it's now 16-7. Thunder looking to add one more at the extra point. Good snap, good hold, kick is on the way. And it's good. So a monster drive for Nemaha Central. The lead is 10, Thunder 17, Blue Jays 7. 30 seconds to go until halftime. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Kansaland Radio.
A late first half here. Nemaha Central, a 62-yard touchdown drive that took a minute 50 off the clock after they held Sabetha to a turnover on downs, and exactly, Trenton, what the Blue Jays could not afford there with how things were shaping up. They had an opportunity to maybe get some points before the half. They turn it over on downs, left Nemaha Central time. They capitalize with an under 2 minute touchdown drive and now have a 10-point lead with just 30 seconds to go, and we'll get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, and the big play was that third and four 29-yard completion to Broxerman down the sideline, because otherwise it looked like you might be holding him to a field goal attempt with the time running down, as long as you didn't give up a big pass play. And honestly, unfortunately for Sebastian, they did. But now you have two times yourself. If you want to try and get down, maybe get into field range with 25 seconds left, starting out about your own 36, 37-yard line.
Yeah, Bauman, a good return there, but just 25.9 seconds to go. Nemaha Central leading 17-7 here against Sabetha.
We do have another score update in the Class 2A. Norton up 7-0 on Hosington as of right now.
All right, so the other side of the 2A brackets. You said Norton with the 7-0 lead. Both those teams 11-0 going into that matchup. Of course, two winners will face off next weekend. Salina, we'll have the call for you. We'll have either Sabetha or Nemaha Central there, of course. All right, so 26 seconds to go, and they run a nice little trick play. Here's Nate Middle making a man miss. 45-50, right sideline, 45-40. Out of bounds he goes. Carter Hike makes the stop, but to the Nemaha Central 38-yard line with 19 seconds to go. He gets out of bounds for a big run.
And you still have those two timeouts. So like I said, you can kind of still work yourself into field goal range. I don't know their kicker's range here. You kind of helped me out a little bit, Logan, but
25 yards on that run there by Menold, who, again, they had him lined up kind of tucked up left side as kind of a tight end look, and then they brought it back to him on the right side, and that really faked the NC defense because he had all sorts of room. That was a big play. First and 10 at the NC 38. High snap to Kramer. Quickly rolling near side right. Darts it that way. Finds McAfee. And he's out of bounds. Let's see where they mark him out at the 30. So a pitch and catch of 8 yards. Nice design there to stop the clock at 14 seconds to go. And all of a sudden, two plays, Sabetha at the Nemaha Central 30.
Well, Trenton, you talked about field goal range for Sabetha. Nate Middle is the kicker. We saw it at Silver Lake. He missed a 35-yard field goal attempt. He kind of just hooked it left, but against Effingham the week before, you hit a 32-yarder right down the middle.
Yeah, he certainly had the distance for sure. I mean, right now you'd be looking at 45 roughly, and there's an incomplete pass. Might have been miscommunication there with Marcus Bauman, the receiver, at about the 20. There were more purple jerseys around that pass. But fortunate, incomplete, didn't take much time off the clock. 11 seconds to go, but third down and 2.5 roughly at the Thunder 30.
Yeah, he might have been looking for Mack, who's now running off the field here. But
you still have two timeouts.
Yeah, so you could give a run here, and I don't know. McAfee, didn't have his head turned around. He might have been 10 there, but he's running off the field, so
how huge 3 points would be if you can end up getting it. Now, do you take a shot? That's the question. Do you see Sabetha maybe take a shot for the end zone here?
If you do, you got to either look for Bauman or you have to think about somebody like Nate Middle with his size.
They got four wide. Kramer in the gun, taking the snap. They do short it to Bauman. He steps out at about the 21 with 6 seconds to go. So they get the first down for a gain of 9.
Yeah, I think you got to bring the field goal unit on with 6 seconds left, unless you're hoping to take a shot into the end zone.
Well, you got 6 seconds, so you can get a quick hitter.
The other thing, maybe
you still got the timeouts.
Kind of Trenton's point about bringing the field goal unit on. Maybe you do a quick run here, try to get your where you want to set it up for an 8 minute
right,
to get the kick.
Could call a timeout. Yep, you still have two of them. Mm-hmm.
But if you decide to run it here, you just got to be.
You got to get down quick.
You got to get down
quick. Timeout.
So at the Nemaha Central 20 with 6 seconds to go, four wide receiver Kramer. Rolling left, and he is going to be sacked, but he throws it away, and the clock stops, and this is going to be intentional grounding. Josh Gonzalez came bullying in there and got to Kramer quickly, and this could be a disastrous scenario here for Sabetha. 0.6 seconds showing on the clock. They're going to lose a down and lose yardage because this is going to be intentional grounding.
Well, looking over on their sideline, it looks like they might have the tee, so they still might try to bomb
one here.
Well,
at this point, you might as well. If you feel like Nate Menold can do the distance, then give him a try. But, boy, what a huge play by Josh Gonzalez.
It looks like I was wrong. It looks like they're just going to try and...
Second on the team in TFLs, and now it's back to the Nemaha Central 38.
That's an 18-yard penalty, essentially.
And now does Sabetha have to take a shot to the end zone? It looks like they will. So they're going to lose the field goal opportunity, but they will have a chance to take a shot at the end zone.
And that throw by Kramer just came up short of the line of scrimmage.
Can he get enough time to throw it? Kramer does so. He has a shot, has the distance into the end zone, but it's incomplete. And that'll take us to the end of the first half. A monster stop. And Josh Gonzalez was one of the biggest plays of the half, keeping Sabetha potentially off the board with three. And at halftime in this 2A sub-state championship game, defending champs and number one ranked Nemaha Central, a 17-7 lead over their bitter rival Sabetha. We'll just take a timeout and come back with our halftime show. It's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. 17-7 our score, and we're back after this.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Here, it's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Mike, Logan, Trenton, Colin, all with you. Brandon Tabman, of course, right here with you is Class 2A Substate Championship game here tonight in Seneca. Battle of Big Seven rivals is Nemaha Central 17, Sabetha 7. As we kind of run down, and possessions were a premium in this first half. Sabetha got the ball first, had to punt after getting a first down. Nemaha Central then on their opening drive took roughly 9 minutes off the clock and about 67 yards of field to cover. Ultimately settled for a 23-yard field goal. Thunder out to an early 3-0 lead, and then Sabetha responded with a two-play, 69-yard drive, capped off by Chase Fry's 2-yard run, but it was set up by a 67-yard run by Colin Menold, and Sabetha got right back on the board for the first time and took a lead of 7-3. Nemaha Central got it after that, took their 6.5-minute drive into the second quarter, covered 65 yards. Carter Hike ultimately ending that drive with a 2-yard run, 10-7 after the extra points. And then the end of the half, we saw a huge swing of momentum as Sabetha had a chance late in the second quarter to potentially drive down, get some points, and keep Nemaha Central off the board and put themselves in a position to maybe take a lead before the half. Instead, they turn it over on downs, and they gave Nemaha Central 221 and the ball back. And, of course, what'd you expect? Nemaha Central took advantage, but really got a big pass play to Aiden Brockstrom on third and four, which set it up inside the five. Carter Hike again, a three-yard run. About a minute 50 off the clock there. 62 seconds. It was 17-7, but then there was 26 seconds left. Sabetha had it at their own 37, got a couple big plays. They had worked all the way down to inside the Nemaha Central 30. Had a chance, potentially three. They made some good plays. But Josh Gonzalez on the defensive line for Nemaha Central, big sack, or nearly had a sack, turned into an intentional grounding. It took Sabetha out of field goal range. They had to throw up a Hail Mary, incomplete. 17-7 at the break. Trenton, start with you.
Yeah, you know, Nemaha Central had the ball three times at half, and they scored all three times, but, man, did they have to work for it. But, you know, their defense is outside of that one big run by Colin Menold. They've done a fantastic job holding Sabetha in check, and they made a big play there at the end of the half. Sabetha could have kicked a field goal, maybe cut it to a one-score game, but, you know, 23 carries for 102 yards and two touchdowns for your stud sophomore quarterback. It's been fantastic. And then he's throwing the ball to Aiden Brockstrom, has three catches for 66 yards on some big completions when they really needed it. And
I believe those two big ones for 30 and 29 were,
it was at least third down,
on third down plays that ultimately set up the two touchdown runs from inside the five.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been all around. I mean, Hike has almost 100, almost 200 total yards at the half. When you add it all up, he's at about 175, but, you know, I think the biggest play of the game was it Josh Gonzalez? That,
right there,
right,
yep.
Yeah, Josh Gonzalez, because, you know, I think if he doesn't get back there, Kramer throws that ball away, and I think Menold could probably, Menold's in his range, it could be 17-10, Sabetha suddenly gets that swing of momentum back, but, you know, Sabetha's really going to have to come out here with a stop, because Nemaha Central's offense, while all they've had to work, is still punched, got on the scoreboard all three drives.
Well, Logan, again, on the Sabetha side, you look at the opportunity there late for the Blue Jays, and, you know, a touchdown, you know, it could have been a 14-10 lead for the Blue Jays potentially going into the half. Now they turn it over on downs, and they find themselves down 10, and Nemaha Central is getting the ball to start the second half. You would expect a much-needed drive that needs to be a stop to start the third quarter, but obviously you can't kind of look back on it now. You got to make your adjustments and come back out, try to win this game.
Yeah, and I think there's one phrase, if you're Sabetha, you're kind of looking at saying right now, and that's deja vu. You saw this in the first game. Sabetha down 7-0 at halftime. Right before half, we saw it. Josh Gonzalez, he muffed the punt.
That's right.
Sabetha easily could have had it right there, goal to go. Somehow he still gets it off, and Sabetha doesn't walk, they just walk away with no points. We see the same thing here. You're driving, possibly going to give Nate Menold a chance. There's a late penalty. Josh Gonzalez, he was part of that again. You know, this time almost, again, getting the sack, coming close there. If you're Sabetha, you got to find a way in the second half. And a lot of it, you got to stop Hike. You got to get him stopped, because if you can get that, then you can just let everything else just kind of fill in. And then offensively, just go back to what you were doing. Colin Minold, just get him the ball and tell the offensive line, you guys get your push. And Colin, you just take it, and you just run some people over in the second half.
All right, now Nemaha Central trying to get back to a state championship game, defend their 2A title. They have won 24 games in a row. The Blue Jays giving them a game. It's 17-7 here at the break. We'll go through the stats after a timeout as our halftime coverage continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hey everyone, join us at Fitted for our Black Friday and Small Business Saturday extravaganza. Enjoy up to 60% off stylish tops and shoes. The perfect time to elevate your wardrobe and get started on your holiday shopping. Remember, supporting local means supporting dreams. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted. Swing by our downtown Seneca store for details. This is Whitney, owner of Fitted, inviting you to snag the best deals this season. See you there.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Brandon Salmon back with you here at the half. Nemaha Central 17, Sabetha 7. Going to go through some of the first half numbers. Our statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff. Well, you look at the stats, and it's all mainly on the ground via the rushing game. Nemaha Central, 29 carries for 130 yards, averaging 4.5 yards per carry. Sabetha has run it 15 times for 150 yards. That's good for 10 yards per carry. Big reason for that number was Colin Minold's 67-yard run that set up their lone touchdown in the first half. Nemaha Central did get 66 passing yards. Sabetha did get 17 through the air on a couple of catches on that last drive that failed to get them points before the break. So total yards, 196 for Nemaha Central, 167 for the Blue Jays. Limited number of penalties, Sabetha with 3, Nemaha Central with 1. Individual numbers, again, Carter Hike leading the way, 23 first-half carries for 102 yards and 2 touchdowns. Those yardage numbers put him over 2,000 yards for the season. And his 2 touchdowns have now given him 39 rushing touchdowns on the year. Cooper Kramer, a couple of carries for 3 yards. Caleb Strothman, of course, they used a few times, 4 carries for 25 yards. Hike was also 3 of 6 passing for 66 yards. And all 3 receptions by Aiden Brocksterman, all 3 again good for 66 yards, 2 of them for 30 and 29 respectively, big on the 2 touchdown drives for Nemaha Central in the first half. For Sabetha, Colin Minold again, 8 carries, 93 yards, which included that 67-yard run on their lone touchdown drive. Fry, 4 for 16 and that score. Aiden Lang had a carry for 16 yards as well. Mitchell Kramer, again, at quarterback, the junior completed 2 of 7 passes for 17 yards. McAfee had a catch for 8. Bauman had a catch for 9 as well. So right now our score at the half, 17-7, Nemaha Central. We'll go through some of the other sub-state scores from around the area and around the state as our halftime coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Recently, Pete was in the market for a new truck for his business.
I own a landscape company, and I go through probably buy 2 or 3 trucks a year.
Pete's from out of state, and he told us that it was important that he know exactly what he was getting.
He was very upright with me and talked to me and then sent me like 30 pictures underneath the truck, everything, to really show me what I was getting. Thought that was very professional.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, check out HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Oh, and how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home.
so get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sebesta. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sebesta.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sebetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Come shop Village Sampler during the window opening event in Sebetha on Friday, November 24th. They'll be open late till 8 p.m. And Village Sampler's offering 20% off store-wide all day. And even if you're still in the fall mode, Village Sampler has a few things left and all items are 25% off. Shop gifts, decor, and so much more at your local hometown florist. Village Sampler, offering 20% off store-wide all day during the window opening event Friday, November 24th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. in downtown Sebetha.
The top priority at Sebetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to developing and growing rural general surgery programs. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sebetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the services provided at Sebetha Community Hospital at SebethaHospital.com.
KNZA.
Halftime here brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, close to home, far from dead, online at HighlandCC.edu. Brandon joined by Trenton, Logan, Mike, and Colin. Again, 17-7, Nemaha Central. Got a couple minutes here before we start the second half, but real quick, let's go through the sub-state scores. Of course, we had some other area teams in action tonight. Let's start here. How about St. Mary's Colgan and Jefferson County North in 1A? Thought that could be a really tough test for JCN, making a long road trip, 13-8. JCN within 5 at the break.
Yeah,
what do we think about that?
I mean, they get the ball coming out at the start of the second half. You know, you kind of get punched in the mouth, but you put in a touchdown late, and you get the two-point conversion. So now, automatically, if you just go down and get 6 to start, you're up 14-13, and obviously that's going to be a rock fight with two really good quarterbacks in Grady Nolan, Tucker Harrell. But, you know, it's going to be a tough one.
Hogan was number one to start the season. Yeah, they've been number one all year. JCN giving them a test on the road.
Very similar to JCN. That's a lot. That's a very experienced Colgan team with their star players, but JCN hanging in tough, not too bad.
Well, the team with the longest winning streak in the state, 8-man D2, of course, that is Axtell taking on TBL Foe in Frankfort tonight on KMZA 92.1. We thought, well, could the Wildcats give the Eagles a game? No, not particularly. 44-6 at the half, all Axtell. No surprise.
No, there's the wagon, man.
Just a wagon that keeps on moving. And then Holton and Hayden, of course, on the Holton channel. Speaking of a team that got punched in the mouth, Holton did early. They were down 21-0, but they've gotten it back to 28-14 at the half. So you give yourself a chance after getting down 3 scores early. But Holton is fighting down 2 scores at the break. Do we got any other scores outside of the area squad?
We got the other Class 2A matchup on the other side in the western part of the bracket. Norton and Hosington were tied at 7 at halftime. Again, okay. The winner of this game will play whoever wins that one at state next week in Salina. Some other ones, obviously, you got Victoria down 42-20. To South Central, and then you do have a final. Obviously, Cunningham wins 52-6 over Tescott, and then you got Linden, who's up there with, you know, played a
powerhouse in
A and D1. I believe they played Frankfort earlier this year, and they are up 44-6 over Care Paraville. So
well, you mentioned that South really Central good. Victoria score. That is the other side of 8-man D2.
Yep.
So winner of that would looks like to be getting Axtell, of course, who is looking for their third straight state championship, and as Trenton mentioned, a wagon. Well, we're going to keep up here. We're about to start the second half. All right, Trenton, real quick. Nemaha Central trying to win their 25th straight, get back to a state championship game. Any adjustments? What do you see? Obviously, you can really punch Sebetha in the mouth if you can do what maybe you did on your first drive, take 8 minutes off the clock, but instead of three, go get six.
I was going to say, if you shorten the game and go about 6-7 minutes and punch one in and go at 24-7, it might be darn near over because you have a three-score lead and your offense has been killing the clock like crazy all game. Very well done, but, you know, I think defensively they've allowed some chunk plays to Sabetha. Sabetha just hasn't able – I know they had short time on that last drive, but, you know, look at – Colin Middle was 8 carries for 93 yards, and obviously the big one on the 67-yarder. But I think you got to tighten up a little bit on defense because Sabetha did move the ball effectively, but they eventually stalled out.
All right, Logan, Sabetha, their side, what do you see? What do they got to do?
Obviously, if you're Sabetha, the worst scenario would be Nemo Central. He takes a long drive, or even it all just goes down and scores a touchdown. You don't want to give up 6 points
yeah,
here.
I think whether it's an 8-minute drive or a 30-second one-play Carter Hike run, the last thing you want to do is give up a touchdown in any scenario here.
Oh, yeah. Here's one thing that could be interesting. Obviously, just going to throw this out here. I doubt we see it, but I go back to my senior year when we played Holton. Obviously, Holton was a powerhouse. We tricked them. Very first kickoff to start the game, we onsided it. They were not ready for it. Possibly see something like that here. Nemo Central,
I'll
they
give you a dollar if they come out. I'll give you a dollar if they come out with the onside kick here.
I like where your mind's at.
But Nate Mendel has it teed up at the 40. He'll kick from left to right. Nemo Central with a 17-7 advantage. And here we go. Trip to the 2A title game on the line. I'm not sure if I call that an onside kick. He just boots it out of bounds. I'm not sure if that's exactly what he was doing, but we've seen that multiple times. Kicks going out of bounds and. Nemaha Central is going to have good field position at the 35 to begin the second half.
Well, they did that on the first kickoff, too, after they scored. They did that after they – it was obviously to their sideline. They kicked it out of bounds going right. This time it was on the near side. So maybe they just didn't want a return with Hike, and I believe Nordhaus is the other guy back there. But, you know, just let your defense work and try and get you a quick three and out and go down the field and get to a one-score game.
Well, the biggest defensive series for the season for the Blue Jays, trailing by 10 as we start the third quarter. Nemaha Central will have it at their own 40-yard line after the kickoff out of bounds. Thunder from right to left. They go two wide right, two wide left. And Carter Hike, who had over 100 yards in the first half, will take the first snap. Quarterback keeper, no surprise there. Follows his right guard in Holden Bass, one of the best linemen in the state, across the 45 to the 46 for a gain of 6. And it's second down and 4. I'm sure Holden Bass will be once again a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. And as good as he is on the offensive line, he's just as good on the defensive line. He's a two-time Defensive Player of the Year finalist. And look at his numbers this year. Again, Nemaha Central on offense, of course, but just a different beast when you look at Holden Bass. So very good to have him on the offensive line. Second down and 4, trips left to right. Here's Sam Nordis in motion, and they will give it to him on the end around, and missing a tackle is Roki, and then Middle's able to kind of slow him down a little bit, but Nordis breaking a couple of tackles to get 3 on the inside near, or the end around here to the near side. So needed 4, got 3, 3rd and 1 at the 49, just shy of midfield.
Yeah, but if Roki brings him down, that's a loss of 1 or 2, and now you get 2 cracks at it because I don't think they're going to punt here unless they go way back on this 3rd down. So you get 2 cracks, you get a yard. And, you know, you got to get a good push up front here.
Opening drive of the second half, 17-7, Nemaha Central. Trip to the state title game on the line. They need 1 on 3rd down. They get it with Carter Hike into Sabetha territory. He's pushed back, but needing 1, he gets 3 to the Blue Jays 48. That moves the chains as we're not quite 90 seconds into this third quarter. Again, Nemaha Central with the 17-7 advantage. Blue Jays needing a stop desperately. So Hike again, you look at what he's done. 25 carries for a 111 and a couple of touchdowns. He is over now 2,000 yards on the ground this season. There's a man in motion. That is Strothman from left to right. We've seen it a couple of times. They give it to him on the reverse, and he's taken down by Dieters, who made a good play on the same similar type of play in the first half. Brody Dieters from the back end came whistling through, and it's a big loss back in NC territory to the 47. The loss of 3, maybe 4. So 2nd down and 13, that is a monster individual effort there by, again, the DB, Brody Dieters.
Yeah, but you don't want to give up about 7 here. You want to keep them at 3rd and long and force maybe a pass on 3rd down and maybe even into a punt. You know, you can't allow a chunk play here to get him back to where it's third manageable. You got to keep pushing him back here if you're the Blue Jays.
Ball far side hash. They go trips left. The design quarterback run here for Carter Heike. He's hit hard by Christian McAfee. He'll get the lost yardage back to the 49, which will set up third down and 10.
That's not too bad of a play. You know, not, you might force him into a pass. Like I said, we've seen Heike drop back, but then he takes off. So you got maybe install a QB spy type of look with a Roki or someone in the middle of the field that's going to be able to go sideline to sideline with Heike and bring him down.
Well, we saw on that first drive of the game for Nemaha Central, which ended in a field goal, converting on a 4th and 7. They also converted on a 3rd and 14. Now facing 3rd and 10 here, early third quarter, up by 10. They run a screen. Strothman catching it and making a couple guys miss, but McAfee there to clean it up. It's a short gain. It's going to bring up 4th down.
And I think you might force a punt here. That's 4th and on the longer side.
Well, sorry there. Holden Bass, look at him on the offensive line. He's pointing to the sideline, pointing like, hey, let's go for it. That screen only gained about 2 or 3. It is officially a 2-yard gain. And it's 4th down and 8. So does Sabetha get the stop? And it looks like Gonzalez is back to punt it away. So barring any crazy fake or something happening in terms of a penalty or something, boy, the Blue Jays did what they had to do, and that's get a stop. Let's see if they punt it away. 4th down and 8. And just on the other side of midfield, a high snap. Gonzalez pulls it down, gets it away beautifully from right to left. Bauman calls for the fair catch, and he stumbles making that fair catch, but he's right at the 15. But that is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Sabetha defense out of the break, and that is getting a stop. 17-7, Nemaha Central, 8:13 to go in the third. And now the Blue Jays have their first opportunity here on offense. They're a little bit more backed up. 8:13 to go. Not even 4 minutes off that Nemaha Central drive, which resulted in a punt. So here we go. Now going back from left to right. Sabetha down 10. Early portions of the third. Here's their first snap on offense. And it's Kramer, a designed quarterback run, working left and busting away from a couple tackles to at least gain 1, maybe 2. Not much. It'll bring up 2nd down. Might have been a broken play, but he's able to salvage a couple of yards.
And that's just the first time he's carried the football. So maybe trying to catch him off guard where he dropped back. And then but I think that pressure up the middle from Hilbert and Bass clogging up some of those holes on the draw, forcing him to bounce it outside. And he had some help out there and kept him just 2.
Bauman, the wide receiver, lined up wide right. They go simple dive play here on 2nd down and 8. And it's Colin Menold who gets the carry. Gets about 4 or 5. Brings up 3rd down and medium. Bass it on the stop, so it's going to bring up 3rd down and 3 after a gain of 5. Oh, boy, this is a big play here for the Blue Jays offense. Don't want to go 3 and outs or at least put yourself in a 4th down scenario where you're backed up into your own territory. So a big 3rd down and 3, about 5 minutes in and 7 to go here, quarter number 3. And they go to Chase Fry this time. Big 1st down and a lot more to the 40. Outside the numbers, 45-50. Into Nemaha Central territory to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that's the first time
gain of 25.
Yeah, it's the first time he touched the football in a while. He had those 3 carries on the initial drive. They ran in after that long 67-yard run by Middle, but kind of surprised him. I was kind of surprised to see Holden Bass trucking down the field right behind him. I was pretty impressive from the big guy, but they stopped him pretty short here for just a yard, I think.
Yeah, gain for Colin Middle to just 1 after, again, a 25-yard burst on 3rd and 3 by Chase Fry. It is 2nd down and 9 at the Nemaha Central 46.
How about Middle? 10 carries for 99 yards. And, you know, he's got about 30 yards since he burst for 67 on his first carry, but he's still been pretty efficient for him.
Well, we saw him go for 360 and 3 touchdowns in the win at Silver Lake. He had 111 yards last week, and he's now got well over 600 yards in the playoffs here this season as well. So he's been very efficient, very good. 2nd down and 9. Here's Kramer taking the snap and a penalty.
Yeah, the left side of the line moved. I didn't know if they were going to let it go, but a couple guys kind of...
Might have been Sainer, the left tackle.
They got a little bit early coming out of their stance.
We didn't see a lot of penalties in the first half, but obviously that big one at the end, the intentional grounding, which potentially kept some points off the board for the Blue Jays. But now, when you're in a game like this, of this magnitude, possessions are hard to come by. Man, just going from 2nd and 9 to 2nd and 14 seems like quite a bit. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, they were driving on the one before the end of the half. They were driving. They had, like, 2nd and 8, and then they had the delay of game when the clock wasn't even running, put them back at 2nd and 15, kind of stalled out that drive. Hopefully, you're a Sabetha fan that doesn't have the same here. And Middle's going to get those yards back, maybe another yard or two with it.
Yeah, about six maybe there for Colin Middle, which is going to set up about third and eight, third and nine maybe. He gets to the 45, so he gets back into Nemaha Central territory. It will be third down and eight after a gain of 6 yards for Colin Middle.
And, I mean, they were kind of rushed, but it seemed like they had a little bit of rhythm in that passing game towards the end there on some throws from Kramer to McAfee, and Bauman each had a reception. I think they kind of seemed like they got a little bit of rhythm. So
they're going to throw it here, and it is incomplete. Nate Menold right at the sticks for the first down. It was thrown behind him, and he got his hands on it, but not the most accurate throw by Kramer. That would have been a tough catch, and it would have been close to a first down, but now fourth down and eight.
It looks like they're going to punt.
And Sabetha looks to be stalled here on their opening drive of the second half. So they got Fry in punt formation, the all-league selection. First-team punter this year, and Chase Fry does a little bit of everything, but now has to put a good boot here together. Strothman's back to receive, standing at his own 15. Good spiral snap and a wobbly short line kick. Strothman just pointing at it, and it will take a Sabetha bounce, and it'll be down inside the 10. Mental puts his hands on it at the 7. So both teams punting on their opening drives here of the second half.
And if you're Sabetha, you need a quick 3-and-out because they're starting at their own 8. You don't want to see a 10-minute, 92-yard touchdown drive here. So you got to put your heels in the dirt right now and get a quick 3-and-out and get some good field position.
5:15 to go, third quarter. 17-7, Nemaha Central. They have it after forcing the punt. First and 10 at their own 7. Going from right to left. And it's been the Carter Hike Show here. Majority of the offense, that's been pretty much the entire season for number one NC. Well, they get it back. He's in the shotgun set. Strothman in motion across his face. They fake it to him. Hike keeps it himself. Eludes one tackle. Gets to the 10. Tripped up there for a gain of about 3. Second down and 7. Well, another huge drive, obviously, again, for the Sabetha defense, as Trenton alluded to, just how important it is with the game slimming down and the possessions, just like the first half, at a premium. Both teams aren't going to throw it a whole lot, which means that clock's going to continue to churn. Can you get another stop, and especially if you can at least get a stop quick and keep Nemaha Central back in their own territory, which could set you up in pretty good field position. We'll see. Second down and 7 at the 10. Hike back to pass. He's looking near side, rolling, directing traffic, dumps it across the middle. Strothman has it, and he's down there at the 16. It'll be a yard shy of the first down. Strothman with the catch, and it's third down and 1.
And on that 4th and 8 where they punted, I'm a little bit surprised they weren't aggressive because they were right midfield. I know you don't want to give a bad field position, but I thought, you know, down 10, you might go for it. Obviously, putting the trust in your defense, just got to stop and trying to play field position. But like you said, possession's at a premium tonight. You know, surprised they just didn't try and capitalize on the field position.
Short side of the field, too wide, a low snap. Hike, shocker, on a 3rd and 1 scenario, keeps it himself, and he follows his blocks for a first down to the 20 and out to the 21-yard line. And it's a gain of 5 for a first down. Jacob Grimmon on the stop, but nonetheless, a big first down for Nemaha Central. Now 1st and 10 at the 21-yard line. We're now under 3:40. Clock moving here in the third quarter. Defending champs looking for win number 25 in a row and trying to get back to a state title game. And they're getting a fight here from the Blue Jays, but NC with the 17-7 advantage. Carter Hike, a couple of touchdown runs. Chase Fry, the touchdown run in the first half for the Blue Jays. So 1st and 10 at the 21. Hike takes a low snap, keeps it himself, following his blocks, upended across the 25 and rear-ended at about the 26 for a gain of 5. So again, got to get a stop. Can you force a turnover? Can you get a loss in the backfield? Because we've seen this time and time again. Nemaha Central, like we did on that first drive, although their first drive only ended in 3, they took nearly 9 minutes off the clock and covered 70 yards. That's the last thing you need here if you're the Blue Jays when this time is continuing to shrink.
And you might see more aggressive approach to trying to punch at the football or strip the football, stand Hike or whoever the ball carrier is up and try and have some guy come rip the football away.
Shocker, Hike again, gets some good blocking. 35-40 down the sideline, 50, 45-40, 35-30, inside the 30, ripped out of bounds by Teeters. And it is a monster run for Carter Hike and a big first down into Blue Jays territory. So from the 26 to the 27.
About 50 yards.
51 yards, if my math is maybe correct.
I got about 46. They're putting him at the 28. So.
Okay, so they mark him at the 28. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, 46. Yeah. So a 46-yard scamper.
Yeah, and
that's the math skills in motion, people, by the way.
And he's about 250 total yards of offense now.
He slips in the backfield, and now a flag thrown late.
Yeah, I think they're going to get
Hilbert. Yard.
I think they're going to get Hilbert on a hold because he's kind of falling to the ground. He's still holding on to one of the line and are coming in. So it's going to compound and put him back to about the 40.
Look at Hike. He looks gassed. He's breathing heavy.
When you have 30 carries for 174 yards and a lot of physical yards, man, that wear and tear just kind of gets on you. He's playing every down on defense and on some tackles.
And it is a hold. You called it, partner, and that's a big one there. So Sabetha catching a break and getting a 10-yard hold, which kind of stops a little bit of the momentum, but it
and this is where you got
back to, I think it's...
They're putting him at the 38.
38-yard line.
This is where you got... This is it right here. You can't give up a first down here. If you're Sabetha, you gotta. This is the three set of plays where you get your stop and maybe force a punt here.
So it's first down and 20 after the hold at the Sabetha 38-yard line. 2:15 clock moving third quarter. Thunder 17, Blue Jays 7. Four wide receiver set, two to each side. Ball left hash. They go option near side. Now they fake that option. And Hike is rolling back to the right side. Is being chased. Gets away from McAfee, but not Aiden Lang, and the ball's out. And it's picked up by Fry.
That's huge.
And there's the turnover that the Blue Jays needed as Aiden Lang knocks it away from for Hike, I should say. And then it was Fry who recovered it. But the Blue Jays get the desperate turnover they needed. And now they get the ball back late third quarter down 10.
Yeah, and it's because Lang was the QB spy, and that's what's kind of killed him is when Hike drops back and you have the good downfield coverage, he takes off and runs the football. But they had Aiden Lang spying him, and he came up and blasted Hike. And then Fry was there, Johnny on the spot to fall on. And like I said, those three plays, you had to get a stop, and you did after allowing that big run. So now you got to try and go down and punch in and make it a 17-14 game.
So that drive that results in a turnover took about 3 minutes off the clock roughly. And now no gain here for Colin Menold on first and 10. It'll bring up second down and 10, the 34. But now you have to do something with this drive. Because you would think at this point, minute 38, clock moving, you carry this into the fourth quarter. You're down 10. How many opportunities are you going to have left?
Yeah, I mean, even if you can walk away with a field goal. I mean, yeah, you're down one score regardless if you can put it in the end zone and walk away with a field goal.
Well, Colin Menold again, left side. He'll get some yardage, shy of the 40 to about the 38, so a gain of about 4. And just like that, all of a sudden, third and 6 coming up here. They might have gave him a little more of forward progress, maybe a gain of 5. So we'll call it third and 5.
And this is where you got to be going to Bauman. You got to be going to McAfee. You know, maybe run a hard play action, try and get one of them breaking down the field. You know, like we said in the pregame, Riley County had some success, and Osage had some success passing the football against Nemaw Central. This might be one where you try and make a game-breaking play.
Well, here's Kramer, and he quickly has to roll out to the right, and it's dropped by Nate Menold.
He's right at the
45, which would have been a yard past the first down marker. And that was Jack Mackey, who was in on the coverage and running down. Kramer quickly in the backfield.
That's good to see him
and
back
Sabetha
out there.
And going to punt it away.
I don't think you can. Man, that's tough. Maybe you run a fake here, but Mackey's the guy that was down early. We don't have his number. He's number 34. We don't have him in the program, but it's good to see him back out there because he was down for a while on an earlier offensive drive. Notice they get someone to jump off sides. Oh, wow, that's big.
Wow,
oh, man.
Is this going to be a game-changing penalty?
I think that was time, trying to get in there to block it. Oh, man, that's huge because now it's fourth and one. You bring the offense back onto the field.
Or would it be an – I mean, it's – well, I guess it is technically fourth and six. It looks closer to fourth and five, but this could be penalty that keeps the breath alive here for the Blue Jays. And I think, yeah, there's some frustration again on the side for Nemaha Central. They jumped, and they were about to get the ball back.
But now you got to – can you stand the – can your big guys up front, Hilbert and Bass, can they – hold on the yard, you know. or is Nemos or
no? It's a first down. It is a first down. It was fourth and five.
Well, the chains
are moving, and they're already quickly up to the line. So
Sabetha is acting like they're going to come up and run a QB sneak, so I think they didn't know.
Well, Sabetha thought it was fourth down. I think they still thought it was fourth and one.
Yeah, I thought it was, too. But
well, it's first and ten. They're still going to run this play, and it goes nowhere. Good thing it wasn't fourth and one, because that would have not gone anywhere.
That was actually a wildcat play there, too.
Well, it was a first down after that penalty, which keeps this drive alive. We're at 30 seconds and counting third quarter. Sabetha's breath still alive here, down 10. They were about to punt it away on fourth and five, but they got Nemaha Central to jump off sides.
Well, and it's weird because
now they're facing second and 10.
Yeah, on the board it said fourth and six, so it looked like they're going to have to fight for a yard, but was able to move this change, and now you're facing third and 10, though.
Colin Menold absolutely obliterated in the backfield by Abram Keim.
And that's going to end the quarter. So, Sabetha, you got to make a play here, start the fourth quarter.
Sabetha facing third down and 10, down 10 when we start the fourth quarter. Trip to the 2A state title game is on the line. Nemaha Central 17 and Sabetha 7. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Keim TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Keim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KeimTS.com to learn more. Keim Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
KNZA.
Well, Sabetha running out of time, but they have the ball third and 10 at their own 45-yard line as we get set to start the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central trying to get back to state and defend their state championship. Their rival out of the Big 7, Sabetha not making it easy. But again, our score, 17-7 NC as we start the fourth and final quarter here in this 2A sub-state championship game. Again, Logan, Trenton, Colin, and Brandon all with you here on KNZA 103.9 and the Sabetha Channel. Here we go, third down and 9, officially for the Blue Jays at their own 45, now going right to left in the final frame. They'll fake a toss left. They throw it back right. It's Bauman. Open field. First down and more to the 40. Breaks the tackle. 35. Staying on his feet. Dragging Thunder defenders inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. It's a pitch and catch of 27 yards on third and 9. And the Blue Jays got just what they needed to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, now if you're Sabetha, you got to move a little bit quicker than you have the last three quarters because you're still down 10. Even if you score, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown on this drive, you've got to try to stop Nemaha Central once again and try to get the ball back so you can give yourself a shot.
Another great executed play there by Sabetha. They fake it left. They go back right to Bauman. Wide open space for a big play on first down. Here's Kramer again. Back to pass. He'll tuck, keep it himself. He'll fight for a couple down the middle and maybe to the 25 for a gain of 3. Second down and 7. Just getting going fourth quarter. Sabetha on the move, and they need something here down 17-7.
And like Logan said, you're not only battling the Thunder now, you're battling the play clock, or the game clock, because you're down two scores, and luckily enough, you got two stops. You know, you're stringing together stops on defense, but you got to supplement that on offense, and definitely want a touchdown here.
And Nemaha Central might have got lucky on that first down play there, because it looked like Hilbert jumped just before the ball was snapped.
Second down and 7 at the 25. 10:48 clock moving in this game. Kramer's going to drop back, and it's batted down at the line of scrimmage. And it's Holden Bass, as you just mentioned, got his hand up. A couple of PBUs coming in. The big, meaty paw put up in the air, and he bats it down incomplete. Third down and 7. So another big third down play coming up here for the Blue Jays. Clock stopped at 10:45. 17-7 our score. That was the score at the half. That's what we got here early fourth. I'm not sure if we're quite in middle range yet. It's a little bit far. But again, worst case, you got to find a way to get at least 3 points. Here's Kramer on a big third and 7. He's quickly being chased. He's blasted by Nordis. He throws it. It's incomplete. And Bauman was tied up over there near the first down. He's pleading and begging for a flag. He doesn't get it.
Yeah, but Holden Bass is flat on his back, and that'd be a massive loss. I didn't see what happened, but he hasn't moved since the end of the play. hands up by his face. And I don't know what the injury might be, but
he's
a really good guy.
Looks like he's trying
to go down.
Yeah, he's trying to get up. So that would be a devastating injury after Nemaha Central lost two other key players last week to season-ending injuries. They lost a couple of key players early in the season as well. We'll keep it right here. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and seven play for the Blue Jays at Nemaha Central's 25-yard line. Again, the injury right now for Nemaha Central's Holden Bass. You could argue maybe the best lineman in the state by far and away in Class 2A. Really both sides of the ball. And it looks like they're kind of flexing out his left leg a little bit. Now his head coach out there helping him up, so he is on his feet.
He's walking off on his own, which is a good sign. But just for those people that are wondering about the other side, I see that Boisington just went up 21-14 on Norton
in
the third quarter, so we're kind of nearing down the end here, seeing who...
They got a good game there.
Yeah, seeing who one of these teams might face as we're winding down here. Boisington on top, but, you know, what do you do here if you're Sabetha? It looks like they're going to go for it.
I don't think you can punt it anymore.
Maybe a field goal, and you guys say it's kind of out of range, so I think maybe they try it,
out there, but he's also being used as a receiver. Fourth and seven at the 25, and boy, they are going to go for it.
This is massive.
10:40 to go in the game. Nemaha Central leading by 10. Fourth and seven at the 25. Kramer takes the snap. Three-step drop. He hits. Thrown across the middle, and it might have been picked off.
It is.
And it's intercepted.
That's
Carter Height comes through with a diving interception. They were looking for McAfee across the middle. It was Nordis who was screaming up the middle, blasting Kramer as he threw it, and a huge turnover. Carter Hike had two picks and a pick six last week. How about an interception here that could lock up potentially a win?
Yeah, and I'm not going to be the guy that says he could have batted it down for field position, but that's a great play by Carter Hike to step in front of McAfee. And like I said, Nordis had the QB pressure kind of sped up the throw of Kramer, so it's a great all-around play by your leading tackler, then probably your leader in Carter Hike, to combine for the biggest play and a huge stop, and now you can wind some more clock if you're the Thunder.
17-7, Nemaha Central, they get it back with under 11 minutes to go. And speaking of Carter Hike, he'll just follow his offensive line and shimmy and churn and chug his way for 8 yards.
Yeah, it looks like
you need to force another turnover or get a quick stop if you're the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and on brighter side for the Thunders, Holden Bass is out there at least battling right now.
Once I saw him get up and walk off, I was going to be extremely shocked if we didn't see him back in there pretty quickly.
Yeah, so he took that one play off and on that fourth down by requirement, but he's back out there battling. You know, that guy's a warrior. Carter Hike is now nearing almost 300 total yards of offense through the air and on the ground.
So we're now south of 10 minutes to go, second down and one, officially a 9-yard carry there, and just needing one on second and one. He gets two. Carter Hike again for a Nemaha Central first down. And there's still plenty of time in this game. 9:48. Clock stops to move the chains, but if you can't get a stop or a punt or a turnover rather quickly, and Nemaha Central puts one of their patented 7-8-minute drives together, whether they score points or not, they don't need to score any more points. They just got to take away as much clock as they can. But when does Sabetha start getting a little strategic maybe with their timeouts? How long do they go? First down and 10. And it's Hike again. He's bottled up and dropped. Back at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Good job there. That was Jacob Grimm who wrapped him up quickly. And it brings up second down and long. So that's good. You don't give up big yardage on first down if you can keep second and long or so.
And you
and
know,
make this a big play.
You know, if you're Sabetha, you got it in your mind. Obviously, being up for Nemaha Central, they're up 10. They're probably going to try to run the football, obviously, and they're going to let Hike just take over.
Right.
Do you just blitz and just tell your corners you're just one-on-one?
You
got to try to win
yep.
the battle, and we're just going to send everybody else to try to stop him.
I think that's a great strategy. You just got to sell out. And we saw this last year with his older brother. Cooper's just going to push him. But the problem is when you stand him up, those big boys on the offensive line push him.
Yeah.
I think Holden Bass might be down again as he was pushing the pile. He fell right in front of the umpire.
That's 7 more yards for Carter Hike.
I was going to say, but just
shy
like
of the first down, but it's going to bring up a much more manageable third down here.
This is what we've seen the ML Central do last year with Cooper Hike, his older brother. You know, they just let him carry them to the finish line, essentially, and ice the game away. But I like you said, I think you got to just sell out and make them try and pass the football.
And now what will be interesting is it's third down and about two. If Sabetha's defense gets a stop here, makes a fourth down, if you're Nemo Central, do you punt it or do you go ahead and go for it on short yard and try to get the first down and just try to
see what happens? Shocking here that it goes to Carter Hike on a QB draw. He's got the first down across the 35, shy of the 40. He'll get five. And Roki in on the stop, but that's going to be another first down and more time off the clock for Nemaha Central. With a 17-7 lead here, we're now under 8 minutes to go in the game.
The guy's kind of going back to that interception that Hike had. You think about it this way. Maybe he was just making up for fumbling the ball earlier here
100%.
In this game.
He also had a 99-yard kickoff return touchdown last
yeah,
week as
that's
well.
Probably why that's probably why they've been kicking it out of bounds because the
they
fear.
Don't give it up.
Yeah, I mean, he's dangerous from anywhere on the field, whether he has the ball or not. But he's 3 yards short of 200 rushing yards now on the night, and he's about 75 passing yards.
35 for 199 unofficially.
Oh, he's in that second row because he had so many carries in the first half. You're right.
He'll get another here.
You're going to get three.
Get to the 41 for three. But look at that precious time just coming off the clock here for the Blue Jays. You're down 10. There's been no scoring here in the second half. We've seen a punt, a fumble, and an interception.
We do have a quick final. Axtell wins 52-6.
Well, the powerhouse that is Axtell continuing their state-long winning streak and looking now for a third straight state championship. They won it big. So congratulations to Coach Detweiler and the Eagles. We'll have coverage out in Newton next Saturday as they look for that three-peat championship. Here's Hike again on second down.
I think you use a timeout here now that you're facing about third and six. I think you might want to use this one.
No, they won't use one here. Clock continues to move at 6:30. But, again, if Nemaha Central gets a first down here, you can essentially run two more minutes off the clock with ease. This is the stop, right? Like, you got to get a stop here.
Yeah, this is where you put your – like I said, put your feet in the dirt right at the sticks. You say you're not getting by me by any means necessary. And then you can call a timeout with about 5:45, probably by the time they snap and the play ends.
That's 6:08. And, of course, Nemaha Central in no hurry to break the huddle. They'll have trips to the right. Ball's left hash. Hike is in the gun here on third down and six at the 42. They'll toss it here to Cooper Kramer. 45-50, first down into the Blue Jays territory. He'll get to the 47-yard line. It's a gain of 11, and Cooper Kramer with a big first down for NC. And that will churn more time off the clock. And we're under 6 minutes to go. 17-7, Nemaha Central grinding this time away. And they started this drive at 10:35 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. It's now under 5:40. And they've gotten, what, three first downs?
Yep, that's the third first down, the 17th overall on the night, over just six drives because Sabetha's made them work. I mean, they're putting them into third down situations and making them work.
Holding Bass, he's human. Jumps offside, shakes his head, he understands it. So a loss of five there. First down and 15. He'll be backed up to the Nemaha Central 48. But again, first and 15. Well, now you get a free five if you're Sabetha. You got 5:20 to go. You're down 10.
The good thing for the Blue Jays is that stops the clock, too, until the ball is snapped.
Right. But can you force something? And you expect three running plays, potentially. Can you turn it into second and long here? Can you keep it at second and 13, second and 14? Can you avoid a big play here on first and 15? Coming up on 5 minutes to go in this sub-state championship game. And here's Carter Hike following his blocks to the near side. He'll fight for extra, maybe two or three more to try to get those 5 yards back. In terms of the penalty, might have gotten about 4.5 there. It'll bring up second down and 11. They'll give him four back into Sabetha territory, but now you're under 4:45. Clock continuing to move. Blue Jays not burning any of their timeouts yet.
And right quick, guys, I give you that Axtell final. So they go to state. They have their matchup next week. They will play 9-3 South Central, who wins over Victoria 42-20.
So there's your 8-man D2 championship game. Welcoming our listeners here from KMZA 92.1. Of course, now simulcasting with the Axtell game complete and the Eagles moving on to their third straight state championship. Right now, we got Nemaha Central leading 17-7 over Sabetha, under 4.5 minutes to go. Thunder trying to run out the clock here with this lead and earn a trip back to the state title game.
Sabetha's still not using the timeout.
So now, Nemaha Central is going to be facing 3rd down and 8 from the Sabetha 44-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. Again, thanks for hanging with us. We got Mike, we got Logan, Trenton, and Colin. Brandon Tadman with you. It's been a good one here tonight. Sabetha needs a stop. They need something to go their way here. 3rd down and 8 for Nemaha Central. Under 4 minutes now to go. Here's Carter Hike, who's had a monster night. He'll be shy of the first down. He'll get to the 40 for 4. And now here is the Blue Jays' first timeout. And I would not be shocked if Nemaha Central goes for this here to try to put this game on ice. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack or at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. So Axtell is in the 8-man D2 title game for a third straight year. He said they'll get South Central. The last check on the west side of the bracket here in 2A, what do we have? We had Hoisington leading Norton, what was that, 21-7?
Yeah, now tied.
And it's now 21-21. Tied, 21-21. Both those teams 11-0. So obviously the two winners from those, or from that game, and of course this one here, meeting up in Salina next week. Of course, we thought it was going to be Nemaha Central and southeast of Saline last year, but we saw Kingman kind of play upset in that sub-state game last year. Of course, we got Kingman and Nemaha Central a year ago, and Nemaha Central took care of business, winning that state championship. And Nemaha Central, second longest winning streak in the state, 24 games coming in, trying to make it 25. But now here they go. What did I say? Wouldn't be shocked if they go for it here. 4th down and 3 yards to go at the 40-yard line. 17-7 NC, 3:34 to go in the game. Can they ice it?
Looks like they might just be trying to draw them off sides here.
Oh, a couple of hard snaps, and there's the timeout for NC. So the Thunder do burn it. Good call. Looked like they did try to get Sabetha the jump. They do a good job in not doing so. And now let's see what Nemaha Central does after failing to get them to jump offside. So let's kind of take you through this one a little bit. And Nemaha Central forced Sabetha to punt on the opening drive of the game, and then the Thunder had a long 8-plus-minute drive, which ended in a 23-yard field goal, which gave them a 3-0 lead. And then Chase Fry, a 2-yard touchdown run for the Blue Jays on a 2-play, 69-yard drive that just took 30 seconds, and blink of an eye, it was a 7-3 Sabetha lead. But Nemaha Central, they got back on the board pretty quickly with that next drive going into the second quarter, covering 6.5 minutes. Carter Hike from 2 yards out made it 10-7. And then the Thunder got one more touchdown late in the second quarter. Another run from Hike from 3 yards out. It was 17-7 at the break. It's 17-7 now, 3:34 to go in the game. And it looks like NC going to play the smart game here and punt this one away.
Right quick, Jeff County North up by 1 now, 14-13.
Jefferson County North in Class 1A. How about it? That game on Care 93.7. They're at number 1 and undefeated St. Mary's Colgan tonight. JCN looking for their first state title game appearance in school history. Here's the punt by Gonzalez, and that's going to trickle out of bounds at the 2-yard line. There is your Big 7 All-League punter with maybe the biggest play in the game.
We do have a flag on the far sideline.
Wow. The last thing you want for Nemaha Central is to negate this incredible punt. The officials are meeting back at the 40. This, as of right now, Sabetha would have it at the 2-yard line and have 98 yards to go, but it's a penalty against the Thunder. Is that a procedure penalty?
Yes. Yeah, so now you force a re-punt, and I thought Bauman should have just ran up and caught that. It obviously wasn't a great punt. It took a great bounce for Nemaha Central, but you can't let that possibility of getting it bounce inside the 2 like there. You got to go up and try and make a play, and maybe return it, set up good fields. So I think he's going to maybe learn his lesson there and go up and catch this one. It looks like Mantle's going to be about halfway between him and the ball to maybe be a blocker for him.
Well, Sabetha's down 2 scores. It's 17-7 at 3:25 to go. They're forcing Nemaha Central to punt here, and now they have to punt it again on a procedure penalty. It would be hard to replicate what Gonzalez did on that first punt, putting it out at the 2. Let's see what he does here.
That's a
high spiraling kick. That's going to sail way into the back of the end zone. So the Blue Jays,
they gained about 18 yards because of that procedure penalty. They're going to get at the 20.
So Sabetha at their own 20 with 3:17 left in the game, down 10. 17-7. They have two timeouts. Both teams, by the way, with two timeouts left. They need something quick. And then ultimately going to need an onside kick potentially. Hayden has beaten Holton 42-14 to the Wildcats of Hayden, unable to get back to the 3A title game. Hayden stays undefeated at 12-0. Here is Mitchell Kramer, first and 10 at the 20, rolling to his right, looking downfield. A missile, it's batted down and incomplete. That was Mackey. Made the nice play there, getting his hands up there, deflecting it out of bounds. Second down and 10 at the 20, 3:11 to go.
And Kramer's just 3 of 12. I mean, they've done a great job. They picked him off. They've done a good job pressuring him to where he's made, had to make some rush throws. So it's been a good job by the guys up front in the back half. They've covered pretty well all around. And we talked about that really good defense for Nemaha Central all year. And they stepped up in the second half when they needed to, and they haven't scored on offense.
3 minutes, 11 seconds to go. Sabetha, second and 10 at their own 20. They trail here at Nemaha Central, 17-7. Do or die now. Kramer across the middle, and it's incomplete for Dieters. Spun down by Strothman. And third down and 10 coming up with 3:07 to go. Well, there's certainly some plays in this game when we look back on it. If Nemaha Central is able to hold on, you know, that sequence at the end of the first half is one we can definitely look to. And they had confidence in their offense on that 4th-and-7 play from the 25. Instead of electing to try for 3 to get it to within a score, they went for it and threw an interception. Here's Kramer on 3rd-and-10. Quick pass. It's batted down again. Gonzalez has made some big plays tonight. And it's 4th-and-10 in the Blue Jays season. Potentially on the line with this 4th-down play. 4th-and-10 at their own 20. The Nemaha Central defense has been top-notch in the state all season and putting together another prime performance here in a game that's trying to send them back to Salina next week to defend their state championship. 4th-and-10 for the Blue Jays. They go 5 wide. Kramer dropping back, now rolling to his right across the middle. It is caught, but nowhere close to the first down. Colin Middleton is spun down after a gain of 2 yards. It's a turnover on downs. The Thunder take over with under 3 minutes to go and a 10-point lead. Oh, Nemaha Central can smell it now. They can feel it. They can breathe it. They can want it. They can take it. What a game tonight for Carter Hike and company. And it'll be 1st-and-10 at the Sabetha 22 with, again, just 2:57 left in the game. They could just ice it here. They will go back to Carter Hike, a QB draw. He'll get inside the 20, sniffs the red zone to the 18 for a gain of about 4. And Sabetha not burning one of their two timeouts. We're down under 2:40. Well, guys, Nemaha Central again. We'll try to keep tabs on Hoisington-Norton. Last we had checked, that was a 21-21 tie on the west side of the bracket. Battle of 11-0 teams there. Of course, that winner getting what we see now more than likely will be Nemaha Central. Hike looking back here on 2nd down and about 7 to go. Takes a knee-high snap, keeps it himself. He has been a heavy workhorse here tonight, as he's been all season. He'll work his way inside the 15 to the 14 for about 4 more. 42 carries unofficially in this game for 222 yards and both touchdowns for the Thunder.
Brandon, you said it. Meanwhile, Central looking to go back to stay this season, who they might get. There's 6 minutes left in the game. Hoisington now up 27-21.
I believe they are the Cardinals I think so. Hoisington Cardinals, I believe. But they have a touchdown lead on Norton We got 3rd and 3 with under 90 seconds to go. And Blue Jays again had 2 timeouts. They're using it. Tripped up there. Good tackle by Fry. Also, Nate Mendel did on the stop. It still might have been enough for a first down.
I think he got the first down.
Depending on the spots, it's going to be 3 yards, and they do say it's about 3.5. So a first down, and that could essentially, if Sabetha's not going to burn their timeouts here, you can just take a knee and essentially end this game. Well, the crowd feeling it now. How about this season for Nemaha Central, as it looks like they might be going to the victory formation with 69 seconds to go and counting. Carter Hike, who's probably going to be the first team All-State quarterback in 2A this season. What a game tonight to get his team to a state title. He's going to take a knee. With the final 50 seconds, they'll probably run one more kneel down. You can hear it right behind our mics here in front of us. We are on top of the Nemaha Central section. No points scored in the second half. This was a 17-7 game after the first two quarters. Both teams turned it over once in the second half. Clock control, time of possession, and the final kneel down for Carter Hike, and the final 15 seconds are going to run off the clock. What a battle here tonight between these Big Seven rivals. The sportsmanship is good on both sides as they shake hands before lining up to shake hands. The Nemaha Central Thunder, the final two ticks are off the clock, and it is final. The Thunder back to the state championship game. They have won 25 in a row and will look to defend their state championship from last year next Saturday in Salina between either Hoisington or Norton. We'll check that and try to find that final when we come back. But the Thunder move on. It's 17-7. They beat Sabetha. And our post game is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Thunder move on. They're back to the state title game. We'll talk about it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Nothing is more important around the holidays than food and family. Let Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha help you with your holiday greeting or gift for that hard-to-buy person. They offer custom fruit baskets, gift cards, or even special selections of meat. And if you have a holiday gathering or party coming up, see the deli/bakery for a wide variety of meat and cheese trays, cookie trays, and fresh baked breads. The deli can also prepare for a full holiday meal with options like special season prime rib, steak, or lobster baskets. And they can smoke your turkey. All the staff at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha would like to thank their loyal customers and wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
AVN Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JBN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JBN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Nemaha Central, they get a chance to defend their state championship as they beat Sabetha here in the sub-state final, 17-7. Brandon Tatman with you alongside Logan Bitterman, Trenton Craxner. We got Mike behind the camera for the Sabetha channel. Appreciate the Lord's work back there. Guys, a lot to digest here, and there's certainly some plays that we can kind of point out here throughout the course of the game, but I'm a little bit shocked. We saw no points in the second half. Logan, I'll start with you. Again, 17-7 was the score. We had that kind of swing. You know, what could have been potentially Sabetha up 14-10 at the half, turned into an Nemaha Central 17-7 lead. No points. We went punt, punt, fumble, interception, punt, turnover on downs, end of game in the second half. I mean, obviously, tip the cap to both teams. It was hard fought. You could argue the two best teams maybe in the state. I could still see Sabetha being just as good or better than both Hoisington and Norton, who are clashing it out tonight. Looks like Hoisington's up late in that game, but we'll check it later to see who Nemaha Central's opponent is going to be for next week. But, man, Sabetha battled, certainly had some opportunities. I was a little shocked on that 4th-and-7 play that was the Carter Hike interception. It was at the 25, so you're looking at about a 40-yard field goal. We've seen Nate Minnell, you know, have some distance. That's obviously a very tough kick to make. But they go with the offense there, turns into, obviously at that point, I think kind of the game sealer. When Sabetha had that shot to get back to within a score at least, they opt to go for it on 4th instead of a 40-yard field goal.
Yeah, and you look at a game like this and just kind of see how it started and how it finished, and you kind of say, what happened in this game? I mean, you look at Sabetha started with the ball, had to go 3-and-out. Nemaha Central goes down, gets a field goal, and then Sabetha's offense, you give it to Colin Middle, and you go right down the field and you put it in the end zone within a minute, you know, and you take the lead, and then just after that, you just can't find anything after that. You can't get the running game. You know, you get a few plays, you know, maybe a couple here and there. They go for 8, maybe close to 10 yards, but really other than that, you can't really get anything going. Passing game was not there at all when they tried to get that going tonight. But the defense, they really stepped up in the second half and got they really held Nemaha Central out. It was just the offense could not find a rhythm and could not get down the field and convert when they needed to desperately. And Nemaha Central, they just found it, and they said, hey, we'll just go back and we'll try to repeat.
Trenton, this was a very physical game. Carter Pike, you know, what more can you say about him? He goes over 2,000 yards in the game tonight, unofficially 43 carries, 226 yards. He scores both of the Nemaha Central touchdowns in the first half. Give him now 39 rushing touchdowns on the season. He's probably the first-team All-State quarterback in Class 2A this year. Could be on the All-State team, all classifications. It's just been super impressive watching this cat play. They put all the faith in the world in this guy, the sophomore quarterback, and he has delivered week in and week out. And regardless, everybody knows when you play Nemaha Central what they're going to do, but you just can't stop it. And obviously a huge part of that is their huge and talented offensive line.
Yeah, and it was last week I was at KU Media, and they were talking with their offense coordinator, Andy Colson, and he said, if you want to look at a good team, look at their offensive line. And this is probably the best offensive line, at least in the class of 2A, maybe one of the best across the whole state in all classes. And, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty easy job for Carter Hike, but then, you know, he gets tackled at 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, and he's carrying guys for 6-7 more yards, you know. So he does have a good line, but he's a physical runner that doesn't go down. He's shifty. And, you know, he made a bunch of plays on 3rd and 5, 4th and 2, where he used his legs to scramble and pick up a first down. He did it on that first drive where they ended up selling for a field goal on that 9-minute drive. But, you know, he just made plays with his legs when he needed to. Even when they were dropping back to throw a pass, he just made play after play. And, you know, I mean, he's just fantastic all around. And he's not necessarily going to get the recognition maybe as much as his brother did last year because he's only a sophomore. But he's going to put up 2 more impressive years after this one. And they're looking to get their 3rd state title in the last 6 years.
Yeah, these two teams coming into tonight's game had a combined 4 state titles since 2017. Of course, the Blue Jays won back-to-back 3A titles in 17 and 18. Nemaha Central, of course, the defending 2A champs. They also won it back in 2019. Storied, historic programs here. Another great battle tonight, but again, Nemaha Central victorious. Their 5th straight win over the Blue Jays. Blue Jays still have not beat Nemaha Central since 2020. Our postgame continues. We are up on another timeout. We're going to do that. We'll come back, go player of the game, announce our lineman in the game as well, and a final little recap and get you off to the scoreboard show. Again, the final here, 2A sub-state championship game, Nemaha Central 17, Sabetha 7. We'll come back and wrap it up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Farmers, preseason discounts, truckload discounts, and flexible financing options all add up to a great year-end discount for you. Now is an exciting time for you to take advantage of those discounts. Just like the Nemaha Central football team, a balanced team produces success. Your balanced crops turn into healthy crops. And with a successful team, the Thunder can produce another state championship. For your field, a healthy crop will produce optimum yields. Ensure your field is producing like the Thunder do on the field. Give your crops a great start with SureCrop by calling 800-635-4777. Today.
This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We have increased our offerings for all your grilling occasions. We're still offering the Broil King line of premium gas and pellet grills, but we've added Louisiana pellet grills and Pit Boss gas griddles. Now we can supply you with whatever type of grill you need, gas, pellet, or tailgating portable. We also have all the grilling accessories, including rubs, sauces, and pellets. Make the griller and your family happy with a new grill. Come see us today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca for a smoking hot deal.
Are you looking for a way to give to the causes you are passionate about in Nemaha County? Many of our donors at the Nemaha County Step Foundation choose to provide gifts of grain, IRA distributions, and gifts of stock this time of year. What a wonderful way to assist others during this holiday season. Got questions? Call me, Tori Jost, at 785-294-0312 for more information. Together, we are making Nemaha County a great place to live, work, and give.
As harvest comes to a close, we would like to thank our area farmers and their families for all their hard work. Hi, this is Nick from Citizen State Bank. With the Thanksgiving holiday quickly approaching, we all think about what we are thankful for. All of us at Citizen State Bank are thankful for our loyal customers. We strive to make your banking relationship with us the best it can be. Happy Thanksgiving from the officers and staff at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Our postgame show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Brandon Tamman with you and the whole crew as we finalize our broadcast here and get you set for Nemaha Central, and it looks like Hoisington in the state championship game next week. Of course, the Thunder beat Kingman last year, and we had last seen Hoisington leading Norton by 9 with under 2 minutes to go. So, we'll double check, but it looks like Hoisington and Nemaha Central for the Class 2A title. We had just seen as well Jefferson County North trying to pull off what would be a pretty monster upset at St. Mary's Colgan. They had the lead, and they had just picked off Colgan. And I think Colgan only had one timeout left. So JCN, that game on Care 93.7 FM, Tom Counts with the call and the lengthy drive down to Pittsburgh. But, boy, how cool would that be if JCN able to get a win there. But real quick, let's wrap up our game here. It's Nemaha Central again beating Sabetha 17-7. That was the score at the half. No points in the final two quarters. Touchdown runs for Carter Hike. He had a pair for Nemaha Central. Chase Try had the lone score in the first quarter for the Blue Jays. Let's start with our lineman of the game here. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about how Whole Home Wi-Fi can better your network experience online at GiantCom. That's GiantCOMM.net. Trenton, I'll start with you. The first name that jumps off the screen here is Josh Gonzalez. He had a couple big plays. He had that monster, what would have been a quarterback sack, that turned into an intentional grounding, which potentially kept points off the board for the Blue Jays at the end of the first half, made a couple of other big plays in the second half. We called his name quite a few times. He also had a punt that went to the two-yard line, although a penalty brought it back. He had to kick it again, but he's the all-league punter for a reason. But, you know, we announce a lot of these guys, but I think Gonzalez made a lot of big plays tonight.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Obviously, we can go Holden Bass or Abe Hilbert on any given night, but I think Gonzalez had the biggest play because Sabetha might be in a field goal spot to make it 17-10 right before the half, and he forces an intentional grind, forced him back to about the 38-40 yard line. They're out of range, and I think Josh Gonzalez is a good call. And, you know, if Sabetha wins, you know, we might be looking at Christian McAfee or
Caleb Menold. We called his name a bunch in the first half.
But Nemaha Central, I think Josh Gonzalez is a good call.
Now, Josh Gonzalez, our lineman of the game, brought to you by Giant Communications. Now time for our player of the game, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, the sponsor for that. And it's Carter Hike. I mean, we can all agree on that. This was an offense for Nemaha Central that had leaned heavily on their sophomore quarterback for 11, now 12 games. And it was no difference in this do-or-die game here in the sub-state round tonight against Sabetha. He has 43 carries for 226 yards and both Thunder touchdowns. He also completed 5 of 8 passes for 74 yards and kind of an unsung hero tonight, Aiden Brocksterman. Two monster catches in the first half, both on third down plays on their touchdown drives, which set both up inside the 5, ultimately leading to touchdowns. So Aiden Brocksterman, kind of an unsung hero, 3 catches for 66 yards. But Carter Hike again, 43 totes, 226 yards and 2 scores. He also completed 5 of 8 passes for 74 yards. So Carter Hike, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Just a couple more final numbers from this game. Total yards, Nemaha Central 338. They had 264 on the ground, 74 through the air, and then Sabetha finishing 242 yards. They had 196 on the ground, 46 in the air. Leading rusher for the Blue Jays, Colin Middle, 15 carries for 109 yards. Chase Fry, 5 carries, 41 yards, and the lone Blue Jays touchdown.
And it is official. Hosington does win it 30-21, so it's Hosington and Nemaha for Class 2A next week.
All right.
We do have another final. Down 24-0, Cheney comes back and beats Andale by 4, 28-24.
Wow.
Twice down 3 scores on Andale to beat them twice in the same season. So
they'll be playing.
So it'll be Hayden and Cheney in the 3A title game. We already know Axtell will play South Central in the 8-man D2 title game.
And then Derby. I saw Derby kick the game-winning field goal to beat Washington Rural 29-28. So back-to-back weeks, they beat Manhattan, the defense.